Fine, if you don't want $100 free money, fine. I don't give $150.
You don't want You don't want glasses?
Okay, well, I guess you're wrong and you're crazy and you should find another god.
Fuck my fucking cock, you motherfucking fucking prick. If you were here right now, I would take your fucking head and I would fucking destroy you. I'm telling you, I would fucking destroy you. You motherfucking cunt.
You couldn't fucking destroy a fucker.
I'm not playing no fucking games, man.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us get the cutting. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
We are here. I am Carlito, the host of the Madhouse Machine. With me, as usual, is the Milkman Machine. Milkman is here, yeah. Also, Jen Stewart is here.
Hello.
Too late.
We're all here and barely accounted for. I'm just getting my chat back under control. We're already off to a rolling start. Happy Easter, everybody, and Manito and my great brother, Jim Stewart.
Rolling start, yeah. Man. That's like that game Daytona USA. Be like, rolling start. You ever play that? You ever play that, Milkman? Daytona USA, the arcade game? I had a song.
There you go, man.
Yeah.
I'm mobile right now, guys.
Rolling start. I remember that game. That game was a
what
shit.
What was that song you were playing just before we started rolling? Just a minute ago, just before you started rolling.
The guy talking about his asshole? That was KDK.
No, there's a song, man. It's got a beat.
Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin?
Nah, after that. Anyway, never mind.
What are you...
I'll get it later.
Oh, I don't know, man.
I'll get it later, man.
Was it, that's a Daft Punk? The one? Oh, jeez, I don't know, you lost me. The one with the launch, the rocket launch?
It was
one?
Like, oh, yeah, the musical riff on the guitar will kick my butt. Well, that's the one I've been doing for a while, and then I just actually heard it now on the CD here, and I was like, what the fuck? What was that? Mm. It's like about four chords.
I don't know, man. We'll get it. We'll figure it out, man. You know?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Don't worry. Don't panic. Don't be mad. Rolling Stone! That's Milkman and his Rolling Start. Well, here we are. It's good to have Jen. Jen's back.
Yeah, it's good to be on and not say anything for like 5 fucking minutes while you were doing the intro. How is everything?
Oh, good. Fine. You don't like the intro? It's too long for you, Jen? Is that why?
Yeah, you fucking eagerly have me waiting here nibbling on my fingertips.
Well, normally I don't start the show until like a half hour late, so actually I'm pretty good.
Yeah, we are off.
It's funny, man. Only 15 minutes, Carl.
So. Don't complain.
I'm
all
not complaining.
Right. It's April Fool's Day. I don't do April Fool's Day
jokes. I was going to say, I don't want to say April Fool's. We've got to make people do stupid shit.
We shouldn't have done anything. Just not even done a show. played an old show. That would have gotten them. April Fool's Day.
Fuck everybody, yeah. Good idea.
We'll have to check out, see what Google does and all the websites, don't they always do an April Fool's thing? You know? We'll check that out. Yeah, so here we are, sending your request to pranks over at madhouselive.com, fuckers. Sure, we got Lonesome Loser. Yes, we do. Lonesome Loser's here sending in a lot of number machines to get to tonight.
A freaking number shit, man! Oh, yeah. Our bit. Yeah.
We had a good show last week. Jen, you missed it, but it was good,
what
man.
What happened last week?
We called back people that had reported lost cell phone. That was pretty good. Not a lost iPhone. What was a really good one? Oh, the panties one, Milkman. Remember the panties one? That was really...
Yes. Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That was good, man. That guy was so sore about his basket, Jen. This guy was, like, freaking, like, bummed out.
He was moving his girlfriend's stuff out of her house, and I guess he had a laundry basket full of her clothes and panties, and it went flying off the highway. And he posted on Craigslist, hey, if anyone's seen this basket, if you picked it up, call me, let me know. So I called and said I had it, but I wanted to keep some of the panties, and I wanted to smell them. I wanted dirty panties, and it was like a good 15, 20 minutes of anger.
Yeah, you accidentally jizzed on them, but, you know, you're willing to give them back.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's cool. Jen, you like small panties? You ever like to take girls'
sure,
panties and smell
sure,
them, right?
For a really, really hot girl, sure.
Yeah, you smell her panties.
Stick them in my mouth or rub them on my face, everything.
There you go. I like doing that, too. Sometimes. It's cool.
Jen Stewart, does he prefer the handlebar or the crotchless panties, Jen Stewart?
What crotchless panties?
What's the point?
Which is your preference, edible or crotchless panties?
Edible or crotchless, what's the difference?
Well, crotchless means that they could not necessarily be edible, but I guess you could.
edible
means
edible,
no matter what.
I mean, you're sticking your face down there if there's no crotch. I don't get it.
There you go. You eat the, you know.
Yeah. That's my British friend, brother.
Yeah. Jen, you ever see the porn? You ever see the pussy, the panty stuffing porno before? That's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, I've seen that. In fact, I'm talking to somebody on Skype right now, Samantha Nobody, who actually wants me to call you a pony because
hey.
She's listening to the show and she wants to do the panty stuffing for me. She's
nice.
Offering it right now.
Very good. Yeah, you just stuff them all up in there. That looks like it hurts. I don't know. I'm not a girl.
Put it in the video and chat. Video chat that.
Yeah, that looks like it would be painful, the panty stuffing. I'm no girl, but hey, that looks painful to me. But
you would enjoy it, Connie, admit.
I would watch it, yeah. I don't know if I would do it. Well, hey.
Panties are small, I guess, in comparison to a baby, so I guess you could probably get a box of panties, technically.
You could dump a whole box. Well, yeah, I guess so. I don't know. You know, I don't know much about women. So.
It's an amazing, amazing thing women have there, man. It does all kinds of amazing things.
It's an amazing thing that women have there. Yes, indeed. Very good.
Yes,
Milkman.
Sir, buddy. A lot pussy control, guys. Everybody know where pussy control is, right?
Yep.
It's not between the women's legs. It's between your ears.
I'd play that song now, Pussy Control by Prince, but I'm 90% certain that will get us blocked on YouTube because Prince is a fucking asshole when it comes to his music. Not being shared online, so forget that noise. Anyway, let's do some prank calls. Let's jump right into it here before it becomes April 1st here in the United States and people figure we're joking them around and jerking them off on the phone. Here's a reward for a missing bicycle, a silver 18-speed, brand stickers removed. All right, missing silver and black bicycle. In new condition, when it went missing, we had taken off the stickers that say the brand of bicycle and put a reflective tape. Okay, all right, who cares? Please call or text if you have seen a bicycle. All right, and here's the number. Just a moment. Lonesome recommending, obviously, someone may have rode it for a while and then just left it laying around, or they could be trying to sell it. Lonesome is a smart guy, isn't he? He comes up with great ideas. Love that guy. Jin, any new pranks on the horizon? You've been too busy, sir?
No, I've been really busy, man. I haven't even picked up the phone since I did the last show.
Have you been using a treadmill at all? Working out?
Yeah, sometimes.
That's good. You wear nice shorts.
I like to use the cross trainer.
These bicycle shorts?
Hello?
Hey, you lost the bicycle machine, I see.
Did what now?
You lost your bicycle machine?
No, a bicycle.
Yeah, you lost a bicycle machine. Yeah, that's why it's a silver bicycle. It was in new condition when it went missing. Yeah, I saw a whole bunch of them that looked like they didn't belong where they were, and one of them is silver, and I could see it like where there was some reflective tape, and someone took it off already, and it has no stickers on it, and I think it's this guy. He takes the bicycles and he puts them inside this business that he has, and he makes it so people can get on and exercise and things.
Oh.
And he takes pictures and videos of them and everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how could I find where that is?
You'd have to give him a call probably, and then don't tell him I called you, you know?
No, because did you try to call me a little bit ago?
No.
Oh, okay, because I got a call. And then tried to call somebody back, and it didn't work.
Oh, did you call from my number you got a call?
I'm not sure. It was a number that was similar to yours.
Mm, okay, maybe.
But maybe not.
Maybe not. No, maybe. All right, well, I'll help you find your bicycle. Good luck with that.
Well, how could I get a hold of this guy?
Yeah, you just give him a call and say, just let him know that you had heard that he had the bicycle. Don't tell him who I am.
Okay, but you have to tell me who he is, so I know who to call.
Yeah, I understand. And he was going around bragging that he was finding bicycles left around town, and he puts them for sale in this place, and he puts them for rent, and he exercises on them and everything. Oh. Yeah, so it's probably, he's got, you know, he's probably him. It was a black, he tried to sell it to me, silver and black, 18 speed. Yeah.
How do I get a hold of him?
Yeah, just give him a phone call. He's usually up for like another hour or two. I'd give him a call. I'd be real concerned about it. All right?
Okay.
All right, good luck.
It's going to be hard for me to call if you don't tell me how do I get a hold of him.
Yeah, I know. Just explain it to him. And I know it might be a little difficult, but he'll help you out. Hopefully I'll give him a call on the side, see if I can convince him. All right.
So how am I supposed to call this guy if you're not going to tell me who he is?
I'm probably on a payphone so he doesn't get your real phone number. She hung up finally. I don't know.
You should tell her it was me.
Yeah, there you go. All right, I'll put her back on.
But I'm hearing an echo on your end, man.
No.
Yeah. She hung in for a while, hermano.
Is echo still there?
No. Yay. But I'm going to go into the other room to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I was asking you how am I going to call, are you going to tell me how I get a hold of that guy? Or?
Yeah, I am the guy.
Okay, so you have the bicycle that got stolen, is what you're saying?
It wasn't really stolen. You left it there, so I took it. It's not, it's not the same as stealing.
Where was it left?
Well, you just left it in the open air like that, and I thought I'd take it.
Okay.
Is that okay?
No.
Why is it not okay? Hello?
Oh.
Call her back.
All right, yes, sir. Right away.
What was her name? I don't even know the fucking contact.
I don't have her name.
I didn't be startled.
My cat is.
I wonder
here.
If she'll buy it back from me.
My cat is licking his wiener.
Trade sex for it.
Your call has been forwarded to an.
No answer there, Mr. Stewart. Sorry, sir.
Lucky me.
I'm sorry. Okay. Coming up next, we
got.
Someone lost a ring. It looks like here, or something valuable. If you have lost something such as your ring, contact me. Google the
if
ring.
You have lost something.
Google the ring finders. We are a metal detecting service. Okay. What could we do with that? I'm trying to think of some kind of something stupid there we could do.
Somebody's trying to get a couple
you
payments.
Can tell her, you can tell her you're the ring service as well, but you do a different type of ring service, and you know you're claiming copyright on the name.
The ring, well, yeah, they're the ring finders.
Yeah, the ring, yeah, but you know, you service the ring, you know. Yeah. Anal licking.
Burn, love, burn in the ring of fire. Who's talking about Johnny Cash song? That's the ring of fire.
Oh, yeah, ring of fire. There you go. It's about hemorrhoids, that song, originally.
That's right.
Burning ring of fire. And the fires and the burns and the burns when you get.
Like a burn in the fire.
Hello.
Hey, this is the Ring Finder?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. How long have you been in business doing this with that name?
Well, I as a hobby for about 30 years.
And how long have you been calling yourself Ring Finders?
Well, I joined an organization. It's an international organization.
And how long have they been around?
I don't know how long they've been, but isn't that, they're in every country. And I'm just one of their people who has a territory.
Well, because I've had a business and they've been calling me confused. People have been calling me confused looking for your services, and it's starting to cause a lot of trouble because I got business cards and everything taken out. And I do ring finding, but not your kind of service. We teach men and women about relaxing their anuses and prostate massage and stuff like that.
Are you telling me that that's what you do?
Well, that's, yeah, we started the company called Ring Finders back in 2007, and for the last year, I keep getting calls all the time, people saying that they need rings and need help finding pieces of metal and jewelry and rings, and I keep, you know, having to field these calls, and I've put out advertisements and all this stuff, and it's causing a lot of problems here. So I need to come to some kind of agreement because, you know, the type of work we do, we teach anal prostate massages, helping couples find rings and stuff, you know, like the anal rings and stuff. That's what we call it, you know.
Okay, well, this organization is called The Ring Finder, T-H-E in front of it.
Yeah.
And if you go on the internet for The Ring Finder, you can find the organization and you can talk to the people who had the whole thing up.
Yeah, but everyone doesn't do that. They're just putting in Ring Finder, and they keep finding us instead of you. Now,
they're not putting in The.
So have you been taking our business and showing people how to do anal massage and things like that?
I do not show. I mean, training people on how to use a metal detector. Is that what you mean?
Anal massages and prostate massage, G-spot massage. For the women.
I'm sorry, I got people here talking. I can't. Hold on just a second.
Tell them to shut up.
Yeah. You asking me by doing what is it you do? What is your business?
We teach couples and men to do prostate massage and self-anal massaging.
Oh, okay. You're into a totally different area, obviously.
Well, that's the kind
of... What I do is I have people who lose their ring at the beach, and I go find it for them.
All right, so
metal detector.
We help people find the special spots in the anus and the ring,
no.
And then also, you know, women have a G spot inside the vulva.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. No, you don't. There's nothing to do with that at all.
Can we try to work out? Maybe you can change your business to like the metal finders, because it's really
it's not my business.
But you can change.
It's not my business. My business is not that. Mine is just a part of a big company or organization throughout that's all over the world.
Well, can't you just change?
There are hundreds of people like me that are old guys who did metal detecting and know how to find stuff in the, and that's what we are.
Well, there are millions of people that, you know, do self-anal massages and And, you know,
well, that's their thing. That's not mine.
Well, there's couples that do, you know, G-spot massage. You know, you stick two fingers and you go up and you come back.
I don't really care about that. So.
Do you know how to do that? I mean, we'd be willing to show you.
I don't give a damn about that. If that's what you're asking me, let's just drop it, okay? Because I'm not interested in it. We are not that. We are a metal detecting group, okay? And I really have no reason to talk to any further. Okay?
I have a British masseuse who's very good at anal massage. He'd be happy to show you to find the prostate and everything. He's not interested, Jen. I'm sorry. I tried to get you hooked up.
It's all right. I don't know where that's taking.
I'll tell you what. He's not a very good potential customer after all, but I think it's a little more enticement. You might be able to bring him in.
Yeah, he sounds a little bit like Milkman.
Let's drop the call, huh?
Listen, we'd also do anal bleaching.
What?
We do anal bleaching, sir. See, all he said was, let's drop the call. He's not into it, dude. Sorry, guys. All right.
Boy, the offer's getting better every moment here.
Anal bleaching, man. I've thought about doing anal bleaching.
Yeah, it's hard to see how this guy's resisting your offer.
Yeah, when I was getting married for my honeymoon, I thought it'd be good to get anal bleaching done, but it was too expensive.
That's why we got a culo blanco.
It takes a few, you know, by the time I thought about it, it takes a few visits, you know. You got to go a few times to get it done.
Mira blanco.
Ugandan anal bleaching, says Zyquan. Anal bleaching.
Professionals of a rogue anal bleaching specialist.
All right, let's keep going here.
Do you think there's a video on anal bleaching?
Oh, for sure. Look it up.
Then we should send it to Martin Samper and see if he can do another international sort of conspiracy or something.
No, I don't mind a girl with a bleached anus, though. That's good.
This is sick, and we don't want it.
We do not want this in the Nepal of Africa.
Therefore, Devianca, we do not want to be part of Africa.
Can you imagine black people getting them in Africa, getting their anuses bleached, and they're like white?
This is what I mean. This is why we should send it to him, and I think he should do a video, and I think he should be, you know, demonstrate it to all his crazy religious buddies.
Yeah. But like the butt cheeks are all black except for the anus, and it's like Caucasian looking. Oh man, like a That'd be weird. I don't know. If it turned pink, that'd be cool. You know, like, you know, black girls have pink lips. That's always fun. You wouldn't know, Jen. You don't mess with black girls, so. And you're missing out on that brown sugar, man. You got an old brown leather wallet with all the goodies inside. Please help me find this. Thanks. What are all the goodies?
Oh, yeah. Sweeter the sweeter, this stuff.
Condoms. I found a torrent with, like...
Gotta go to the Caribbean.
I found a
gotta go to the Caribbean, right here, Mono?
I found a torrent with 40 songs from pornos from the 1970s. Playing that in the background right now.
All right.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
No wonder I can't concentrate. I'm wondering why the fuck is it going wrong today and it's all your porn music.
Makes you want to get freaky deaky, right?
Yeah, that's it. It just tripped all my hormones.
Yeah, it's a good outro there. Right on time. Oh, yeah.
At the tone, please record your message.
Okay. I have no idea what that was, but okay.
That was really good.
Cool. Damn, they were better than me. They were better than me.
I thought we called Milkman over there. Meow, meow.
Yeah.
Well, happy Easter to everybody. You know, Jen, is it a national holiday there tomorrow? You said a bank holiday? They don't consider
bank holiday today.
Okay. They don't consider it a holiday over here in the States anymore. No one gets it off, really, but it's Cesar Chavez.
Well, it's not every year at Easter. It just happens to fall in with Easter this year, I think.
Is it Cesar Chavez Day over there, too?
Say again?
Is it Cesar Chavez Day? It's Cesar Chavez Day.
No, Cesar Chavez Day. What?
Yeah, that's in California, right, Milkman? Cesar Chavez.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right, brother.
He's the king of the Mexicans, man.
That's gay. We don't have anything like that.
He was like the Martin Luther King of Mexicans.
Oh, yeah, that dude. Yeah, right. He was like one of the patriots, man.
Yeah. He fought for Mexican equal rights and grapes. He wanted grapes.
That's right. All the farmers and stuff, and, you know, and the poor people that were getting ripped by the commercial farmers. He's going to help unionize them and start, you know, at least bringing attention to the fact that they're basically being worked to death for nothing. Yeah.
It's a bank holiday, as you say, in some of the states, like three or four of them, California being the major one. I think Texas also, a few more. Apparently Google, their Google Doodle for the day, instead of making an Easter-themed one this year, they made it a Julio. They made it a Cesar Chavez one, and there was a big controversy that they didn't make it after Easter. They didn't make it an Easter egg. They made it a picture of Cesar Chavez smiling.
I didn't see it. Well, obviously, I wouldn't see it because I'm in the UK.
Yeah, you do the .UK.
Yeah. They got a street right here named right after it. It's a big, long-ass street right here.
Yeah. That's
cool.
Francisco?
Yeah. Cesar Chavez.
You seem like a cool dude. He's a good boxer, too, you know? that's a different guy. Named after him, I believe. Julio Cesar Chavez. All right, so no answer at the wallet machine. Here's Chuck's Steakhouse of Hawaii.
Chuck's Steakhouse?
Yeah, Chuck's Steakhouse.
Steakhouse,
yep. Mm-hmm. House
of Hawaii. Oh, yeah, let me do it.
You got it, buddy. Hey, man.
Chuck's Steakhouse.
Jen, if I could see you, I'd kiss you on the forehead right now.
I hear the wheels are turning.
I'll muss up your hair a little bit.
Blowing in the breeze.
Good evening, Chuck. This is Brittany. How may I help you?
Hello, Brittany. This is Jen Stewart from the Meat Spin Foundation. How are you today?
Good.
Is it possible to speak to the manager or the supervisor over there?
Sorry, where are you from again?
I'm from the United Kingdom. I'm from Meatspin. We're an organization and we're health conscious about, the international meat scandal, about horse meat and dog meat that's being sold into the market internationally.
Hold on.
Yes.
I believe this is a
free.
Okay. We'll see what we can get him to do.
We're pretty busy right now, but you can call back between 9 and 11 tomorrow morning.
Actually, it's very important, you see, because of the international scandal. I don't know if you've been made aware, but actually, your place
I'm
there
sorry,
has been listed.
I'm sorry, but we are actually very busy, and we don't have time for this.
But we have a Department of the Government. Hello?
What a lesbian. She said that it was
bitch.
A prank call, like that, all rude and nasty, she said.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking bitch.
She said it all nasty.
Really?
I'm gonna say it to her.
Terrible.
Good evening, Chuck. This is Gina. How can I help you?
Listen,
that's extremely rude. Why would you claim it was a prank call? We're a legitimate business.
Please don't call back again. We really are busy at Easter Sunday.
Okay, I asked
to
speak to your manager. Hello.
What a bitch.
Bitch.
God.
Oh, she's a real cunt.
Yeah, she is, right? I want to eat there. Who knows what she does with the meat, you know?
But I guess it was pretty obvious with this stupid accent. But...
Yeah.
I have to be more convincing.
You do. Maybe it's your accent.
Yeah.
Maybe you should change it.
No.
Maybe you should speak like a normal person.
Like a who?
Like a normal person. Like an American. I'm sorry. That's rude. I'm sorry. All right.
You should get somebody to visit Meatspin, though.
Oh, man. Is this still up? Let me check. I know it had gone down sometime in the month. Meatspin, right? Let me go to Meat. Let's see if we got the music. Yeah. It's working still.
Yeah.
Cool. It was down for a few days. Every March 13th, I think, it... The domain registry on it expires. But someone it happened the last 2 years in a row. Someone always picks it up again. How can you not pick that up, man? That's like, you know, it's fucking win. Okay, anyway, let's look at some more prank calls here. My shoulder's hurting me, Jen. You got any suggestions for that? Something I could do?
Ice?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, good idea.
Put ice on it for 10 minutes, wait 20 minutes, then put it on again for 10 minutes, take anti-inflammatories, and that's all about you can do.
I thought it was 15 minutes on, 15 minutes off, no?
No, that's stupid. That's 10 minutes on, 20 minutes off.
Okay. All right. And then you do rice, right?
Rest, ice.
Compression,
elevation.
Yeah. See, I paid attention in that class. Also.
And you should probably do, basic movement with it as well, like rotation, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I saw a doctor about it, and she gave me some exercises to do, and I do them.
Some stretches?
I do them once a day, dude, and they seem to help out a little bit, but I plateaued.
Yeah, you're doing them once a day is stupid, though. That's like people, you know, waking up, trying to lose fat, saying, oh, I'm going to go for a run first thing in the morning. Then they go for a run, and then they go back home, and they have all this shit to eat. And they think it's going to help if they do that every day. Actually, it does fuck all, because actually losing weight is all about your diet and not about exercise.
Doing
there is pretty stupid. Like doing just once a day for your shoulder, you've got to do it pretty much three or four, five times a day, and then you'll see a difference after about a week.
I'm stupid. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Thanks, Dad. That's what he would say. And my wife. You're stupid. You're doing it wrong. Stupid. Anyway, yeah, I know. I should do it more often, okay? Whatever. I got these pills, too. Yeah, that's what I'm going to take, the pain pills. You know what I mean?
What did they give you?
Give me a hydrocodone. I don't know what they call it over there where you are. Vicodin? I don't know. Everything has a different name in other countries, like Canada. It'll be called something else. Dude, do you not take the GABA? You said you don't want to take gabapentin, right? Like you wanted to, but you didn't. You don't take it, or do you?
I was taking it, but I'm in remission at the moment, so I don't have to take it.
That's good, dude. I don't know. Something with the gabapentin, like once a month, in the middle of the night, I will get the most god-awful cramping in my thighs. It feels like my thighs are in a vice, both of them at the same time.
Really?
Yeah, I start. It's bad, and I'm pretty sure it's a gabapentin. That would be my guess.
I don't think so. That sounds more like a bad circulation problem.
Oh, okay, thanks. That too. Thank you. This song is called Special Delivery. Yeah. Hang on, let me take these pills. Ah, very good. All right, well, got another number here. We have for sale a boat for sale.
A boat?
A boat. Yep.
How big?
I'm not sure. It's a Bayliner. I think those are pretty big. It has a four-cylinder motor. Asking $1,200 for that. Inboard Bayliner boat. Has four-cycle motor.
$1,200. $1,200.
Four-cylinder, not four-cycle. $1,200, Jin.
That's fucking boring. Come on, I thought you were talking about big yachts or something.
Yeah.
Nice deck and this sort of thing.
Nah, this is more a boat for fishing, you know, like rednecks
fishing. Oh, I got a fish!
Yeah. You got a fish. All right, here we go. I've been just, it's been rainy today, and I've just been kind of blah all day today. So I apologize, there's low energy on the show.
Same here. I feel sort of stoned almost. Mm. I want to drive a boat.
Hello?
Yes, hi, you have a boat?
Yeah, I still have it.
That's good. I want to go pick up my friend, Jin. He lives in the United Kingdom. We're having this gay thing, and my wife doesn't know, and he's not allowed on planes because he's on the no-fly list. So, obviously, do you think that boat would be able to make it from, let's say, New York City all the way to London and back?
I don't know. I ain't put it in the water yet.
You haven't put
I just got it probably about 3 weeks ago on a trade.
And you haven't
but
put
I got it running and everything, yeah.
You don't put it, you haven't put it in the water, so it's not a boat then?
No, not since I've got it. It wasn't running when I got it, but I got it running.
Yeah.
It runs pretty good, but I ain't never had it in the water.
That's pretty stupid that you haven't put it in the water yet. Are you sure it doesn't have any leaks in it?
Well, it looks pretty good on the hull and stuff like that.
Yeah, what do you think you could do? You do some fishing with it?
Yeah, it's next to the lake where my brother got the boat at anyways.
Yeah? Is it a big lake? You think maybe I could come take it for a ride, check it out, do a test ride?
Well, yeah, probably could.
Yeah, I'm going to go. Maybe I'll bring my friend, and then I'll, you know, have, like, sex with them on the boat in the water just to make sure it doesn't capsize or anything. Do you think it, how much movement could you do inside the boat without it moving, capsizing and stuff?
I don't know. It's a pretty good-sized boat.
Do you ever pork your wife in the boat or anything like that?
Do what?
You ever been, like, porking your wife? You ever do any fornication with your wife inside the boat?
No, I ain't married.
Oh, no, you're gay also?
No, I ain't gay.
Oh, has your brother molested you inside the boat or anything?
No, baby, I don't talk about stuff like that.
Oh, you don't like talking about sex?
No, not about gay stuff anyways.
Oh, you like girls? Hello? You want to talk about girls? He's gone.
I thought you could ask him maybe did he poke his sister in the boat or something.
I'm sorry, but the person you called.
I was going to ask him if he wanted to trade sex stories or something. I don't know. Did you want like sex stories? Yeah, man. Boy Scouts. Got a starter new that fits a Toyota, guarantee works like new. Also, 4 new rims and hubcaps, and have a pair of ducks for sale. I said drugs. A pair of ducks for sale. All right.
A pair of ducks.
Yeah, ducks.
Quack quack.
Yeah, quack quacks, man.
What the?
How do you? I got a starter and I got ducks. All right.
That goes together well, doesn't it? I know about cars. What's up?
Jen, I know you don't like hearing about animals being hurt, so we want to hold your ears for this song, for this prank.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it's not going through anyway, maybe.
What are you going to do? Tell this guy you molested a duck?
Exactly. I want him to abuse the ducks.
Okay. You abducted it.
I get it. I abducted them.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You have some ducks?
Yeah.
Are they boy ducks or girl ducks?
They're a pair.
A pair of boy ducks?
No, a girl and a boy.
Oh, are they mallards or what are they?
What kind of ducks are they?
What?
They're solid white.
Why'd you say hell?
Huh?
Why'd you say hell for? I don't like what? That.
The price of them?
What?
What were you asking me?
What kind of ducks are they? Mallards or what are they?
Yeah.
They're mallard ducks?
They're white. Yeah, they're white.
Thank God they're white, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
White by the grace of God.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do they fornicate? Do they, like, mess around with each other? Do they have sex?
Oh, yeah, they lay every day, yeah.
Yeah, do they have baby ducks?
They ain't yet.
Oh, yeah, because I like to, I want to maybe abuse the ducks a little bit and watch them have sex and molest them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and touch their furs a little, you know, rub their feathers a little bit and say how they're nice, pretty little ducks. And I like.
You hear them all. You hear about them on Fox, yeah.
What?
On Swap Shop Online.
What? Do I swap? Yeah, that's where I got it. Swap Shop Online, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like the one that make the duck sit in my lap and, you know, tell him, hey, you're my little duck, my little ducky. And I pet him in the head really hard. He hung up. What the fuck's wrong with that guy? He goes, full swap online. That guy was all fucked up. It sounded like he had two teeth in his mouth.
Should have told him you're selling a boat.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been...
Have all these people in this town not have a voicemail box set up?
Well, they're stupid, aren't they? You're talking to them. They're talking to you like...
Whoa.
A fucking voicemail? What is that?
I don't need that voicemail. I ain't got time for that. Anyway. Quack, quack, quack. Oh, boy. I'm going to go back to Lonesome's numbers here because those are really bumming me out. Someone lost an infinity key. What's an infinity key, like for a car?
Infinity key?
I don't know. Never heard of the infinity key. In front
of
a... Is that
not like a skeleton key opens every door?
So I'm thinking, or maybe just... There's a car out here called the Infinity. Maybe that's what it is.
Ah.
Black fob with ladybug keychain. Please, please call if found. Took a picture of my spare key as an example. Yep, seems like it's an infinity car. Alright, cool. Well, I'm going to make up something about the infinity key here.
To infinity and beyond!
Yay! You like watching that movie, Jim? That's weird.
Yeah, man. Long time ago.
I'm where it's over the rainbow.
Hi, you've reached cell phone. Please leave me a message and I'll call you back. Thanks.
Oh my god. No, Alyssa. Nope. I'll try her again. What the fuck? Why not, right?
Yeah, why not?
What do we got to lose?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You lost the infinity key?
Yes.
It's very important that you find the infinity key. If it gets in the wrong hands, it could be dangerous.
Okay, who is this?
This is Cross. I saw the note that you lost the infinity key. It's very important that you find
it. Yes, I did.
You found it?
No, I haven't found it. No.
You don't know where the infinity key is?
No.
That key holds the power to open the door. There's some very bad things that could come out.
Who is this?
I'm Cross, and I've been searching for the infinity key and for for many years. What?
This is quite funny, and now I know you're messing with me, so
no.
Who is this really?
No, I'm Cross, and I saw that you lost the infinity key. I've been searching for it for a long time, and I tracked it down, and all of a sudden you lost it. I think it's not a coincidence, you know?
Okay, where did you find my key?
Huh? Oh, I haven't found it yet. I'm looking for it. But if it gets in the hands of the Illuminati, they could use it to open up the magic scepter and they could unleash all sorts of demons on the world.
And who is this?
I'm Cross. I'm
Cross?
I'm an
And why did you call this number?
Well, I'm an anti-Illuminati agent, and they've been trying to get their hands on the Infinity Key for a long time. They could use it to open a secret safe. And inside that safe is all the secret commands... You know, that they can use to raise a lot of different demons to take over the role. They could usher in a lot of bad things.
I'm actually looking for a key to unlock my car, so I think that you're probably reaching the wrong person.
You're not the prophet?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh. You don't have any idea who has the real infinity key?
No, I think it's funny, though, that you're calling people just to give them false hopes of a key that they may have lost.
Oh, you mean, yeah, I know, but you have a spare key, so that's good.
I do have a spare key. What is your real name?
Cross. My name is Cross.
What is your real birth name?
Cross.
Cross. And your last name?
Lopez.
Lopez.
Yes.
So what is your real birth name? Because I know nobody's born with that real birth name.
My parents gave me that name. I was born on Easter and they gave me that name.
Okay. And so you just call people that have lost their keys to give them a false sense that they have actually found somebody's keys?
No, no. I'm really looking for the Infinity Key. I'm with the Vatican and we're trying to stop the Illuminati from getting a hold of the Infinity Key. Like I said,
and so you actually saw that I had an Infinity Key lost and you decided to call me to tell me about this.
Well, I didn't know it was an Infinity Car. I thought it might be like the actual Infinity Key from, you know, from Christ's time. He created the Infinity Key. It's made out of wood.
I highly suggest that you find another God, because for you to call somebody who lost their key and for you to call me and actually make me think you had my key is something that you should not do.
Look, it's more important that we find the real Infinity Key than your stupid little car.
My stupid little car.
It's a stupid...
Where do you live?
Oh, well, I live in the Vatican Consulate in Los Angeles.
And this is a normal place?
I am a normal place, yes. This is a normal place.
You are a normal place.
Mm-hmm.
This is somebody that called me saying that they had my Infinity Key.
Yeah, very good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm just here with my fiancé, and so we're just both...
What's her name?
His name is Todd.
Oh, can you put him on? Maybe he has information about the Infinity Key that I could write down and report.
No, I actually want to know where you live.
I'm a Jesuit priest. I live at the Vatican Consulate.
So you saw a picture of my key fob and you decided to call me even after you saw a picture of a key fob an Infinity Car.
No, I was given information that you had information about the Infinity Key, the location of the Infinity Key.
Okay, well, I guess you're wrong and you're crazy and you should find another God.
No, I have the real God.
You have the real God. Who's that real God?
The father of Abraham.
Oh, the father of Abraham.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Are you a Mormon?
No.
No.
Well, I told
you
I'm a Jesuit Catholic priest. I told you that already. You're not listening. Have you been corrupted? Is there an Illuminati agent there right now threatening you? You can tell me.
My Illuminati is here threatening me. I can't wait to tell Verizon Wireless that you just called me and told me that I'm corrupt and that my car is nothing to be concerned about. This is good stuff, actually.
If the Illuminati get a hold...
I am born Christian Catholic. Mm-hmm. And this is really good entertainment for me. I appreciate you calling me.
Listen, if the Illuminati get a hold of the Infinity Key, it's going to usher in a new age of the Four Horsemen and the new fucking, what's his face?
New fucking. Your religion actually tells you to curse.
I'm a Jesuit priest. They let me say a lot of things. I can do drugs and everything to blend in with society.
Really? Because I know that nobody would do this to me.
I'm Father Cross. So. Father Cross Lopez.
Father Cross Lopez. Okay, so I could probably find you online, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Oh, definitely. And you would waste your time with me, even though I've been making fun of you this whole entire time.
No, we investigate everyone who has any type of connection to the Infinity Key. We can't.
Okay, bye.
We've been searching for it for 400 years. All right, she's gone. All right.
Oh, come on, bring it back. Come on, I want to tell me it even off you.
The Infinity Key. Here you go, Jen.
Hi, you've reached Alyssa's cell phone. Please leave me a message
shit.
And I'll call you.
I'll try her again. Don't worry.
Fuck, man.
Infinity Key.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Jen Stewart. How are you?
I highly suggest that you stop dialing this number.
Listen, bitch, shut up. You've got that key and I want it back.
I've already called the cops. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, whatever.
What a bitch. That's awesome. She already called the cops. That was pretty fast, right? That sucks. She didn't get a chance to tell her the Illuminati. That would have worked.
Yeah, I was gone. Okay, I forgot.
There you go, Jen.
Yeah, you're making it easy for me.
The Lost Black Wallet. Lost Wallet, Friday night, downtown.
I can try it. I'm probably going to screw it up. I can try it. I'm taking this, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated...
Try it again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jen, don't worry. Have faith.
Hey, sweetie, what's up?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yeah, did you lose your wallet?
Sorry, Ham, what's up?
Hello, did you lose your wallet? Your wallet, your money, your wallet?
Oh, yes, I lost my wallet.
Yeah, describe it to me. What should it look like?
Hang on a second. I'm in a busy place. I can't hear. Hang on.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, yeah. So you lost your wallet. You tell me a little bit about it. What's inside it? What's it look like?
Oh, so you have my wallet?
I don't know. You've got to describe it to me first. What's it look like?
Oh, it's just a little black wallet. It's got like Bank of America. It's got a Sears credit card. It's got a GMC card. It's got a driver's license with my name on it, Warren Dixon.
What's the name on it?
Warren Dixon.
Warren Dixon. What's
from,
your address
from there? From Moulton Road in Hampshire. And I got a green card in there.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Where'd you find it?
How much money's in it?
Oh, shit, I have no idea how much money's in it. It was Friday night.
Whereabouts did you lose it on Friday?
Well, I was down at the Rhino first, and then I took some cabs up to State Street, so I have no idea where I lost it.
Yes, right. So you took a taxi, did you?
Sorry, what's that?
You took a taxi, didn't you? You went inside a taxi.
Oh, yeah. I was in three taxis. Hey, hang on, hang on one second. You got my jacket? So do you have my wallet?
Yeah, I've got your wallet right here.
Oh, I love you. What is your name?
My name's Jim Stewart.
Oh, Stewart, man. Listen, bud, I can't even go anywhere without my wallet because I don't have my driver's license. I can't fly.
Fucking hell, that must be a real shitter.
Hey, it is a real shitter. So where are you from, Stewart?
I'm from London.
Oh, nice. So how'd you come upon it? Was it just sitting on the ground, or was it in a taxi?
No, I went inside one of the cabs, and, I sat down, and there it was. It was just staring me straight in the face. I was like, Mother Teresa, thank you, God. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I've already canceled all the cards, but I really could use my driver's license so I could go home.
Yeah, I have to admit, I tried the Sears card, and it didn't work. So, yeah, bit of a problem with that.
Yeah, no, I already canceled all the cards. I think I got them all. Maybe I there's so many of them in there. Whatever. But anyway,
you don't
so
have
how
do you in there? Do you? So it doesn't really. So
I know. I had most of my cash was in my pocket. Fortunately.
Right. Yeah. Well, so how much did you give me for your wallet back?
Oh, you want to get paid to get my wallet back? That's
un-American. I'm not going to give it to you. Why would I give it to you? What would I do that for?
I have no idea. So where are you? How can I hook up and get my wallet back? How about we go out for a drink or something like that?
No. You're gonna have to send me some money over PayPal, and then I'm gonna put it in the mail and send it to you.
No. Fuck that. I already talked to the consulate. I already had my all my stuff
the
coming
consulate?
Back.
Why would you talk to the consulate?
I'm not going to pay for my wallet to come back. I already canceled all the cards, and I got
I'm just going to copy your driver's license and pretend I'm you and just drive around and fucking, smashed up cars and shit.
So this is what I do. You just called me. So what I do is I call the police, and I give them this number, and I said, if he's trying to escort
No, don't be stupid, you dickhead. Do you want your car back or not?
Yeah, we'll be happy to do that.
Oh, no, I would love to have my wallet back, but if you're not, yeah, you know, you're going to be a dick about it, I'd rather just call... If you're going to be a dick about it, I'm just going to call the police. All right, I'd rather just call the police. In fact, I'm going to do that right now. Thanks.
No, don't... Hello? Hello?
Oh.
Oh, that was quite good. Come on. Feel paranoid.
So, yeah, either give him my wallet back or I'm calling the police.
Well, let's make a deal, right? What about $1,000 and I'll give it back to you?
Oh, fuck that. You're not getting a dime, bud. You either give me my wallet back. I'm calling the police.
I don't want a dime.
Now.
I want $1,000 and I'll give you your wallet back.
Okay, well, your number is 661-748-0240 and I'm calling the police right now.
Well, you're a
cunt,
and you're never going to see your wallet again. I'm going to throw it in the fucking river, and you're going to have to go and fish it out.
Listen, you limey fucking dickhead. Listen, you limey fucking dickhead. You suck my fucking dick if you're going to take my wallet and then fucking
expect me to get money for it. You can fuck your own prick. If I find you, I'll call you
up. Suck my fucking cock, you motherfucking fucking prick. If you were here right now, I would take your fucking head, and I would fucking destroy you. I'm telling you, I'd fucking destroy you, you motherfucking cunt.
You couldn't fucking destroy a fucker.
I gotta call that guy back. He's awesome.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. You can suck his prick, man. I don't think he won't answer this time, man.
I don't think so. You're going to call the police? Oh, dear.
Oh,
no. Actually on.
Oh, no. He's going to call the consulate. He's got a green card? How does he have a green card? I don't understand.
Maybe he's not from here. from that. Here?
Oh, man. You better get your shit straight, Jim Stewart.
Yeah.
One of us. You wish you were American. Man, I'm proud to be an American.
Should I suddenly put an American accent on? Yeah, hi, this is Mr. Stewart. I got your card here, asshole.
I got your cards. Go.
Got your green card.
Ladies and gentlemen, go back to your old country then, boy. That's what you should say. That's what we say. Yeah, is Milkman still here? Milkman. Hey, Milkman. Breaking news. I mean, I want people to... I don't want people to tune away from the Madhouse show, but I don't know if this is true or not. I'm being advised. I don't know how accurate this report is. Apparently, Zolar is live right now. And he's got a guy who's going to crucify himself live on his show. The fuck? Okay. I got to see this. I'm sorry. I could care less if people tune out or not. If there's a guy fucking crucifying himself, I got to know.
Yeah, I'm going to go into the...
Dude, can you imagine? Crucifying, crucifixion, live crucifixion and shit? I don't believe it.
I don't think it would happen. Illegal.
They do it over there in the Philippines every year for Easter. They got the people crucifying themselves, and it's stupid. You know, Jesus said, Jen, I know you're an atheist, but Jesus said that when he was crucifying himself, he didn't need anyone else to do it. He was doing it,
yeah,
and no one had to come behind him and do it, you know? People could come in front of him and do it, but not behind him. I'm going to take a look here.
Right now,
there's an ad playing.
Victory motorcycle. If it's too much to can you hear me perfectly? Because I can't hear myself. Can you hear me? I'm not going to hear me, man. Is it loud or low?
He's
sounds
live.
Fine.
He seems to be on live, but I don't see a crucifixion yet.
Yeah. Listen, I haven't been doing a show because I'm fucking exhausted. I got to get up early in the morning, go all the way to Brooklyn, pick my father up, and take him for treatments and all.
Oh, Jesus, come on. Crucify the guy or not. Dude. Anyway, well, keep me posted on that horse machine. Let me know if he comes through with that or not. I really would like to see a guy crucify himself. We'll play this in honor of crucifixions. There you go.
Forges made a very good point in the chat room.
What's that?
If you can't really crucify yourself, how do you drive the last nail through?
Well, not yourself. I mean, you'll probably have someone do it. Maybe he's going to have a Roman soldier do it.
Well, then it's murder, isn't it? It's not suicide.
Well, if, I think
get the Roman soldier's helmet out and then just use a nail gun, you know, and just kind of leave it over on it.
Use a nail gun. That's a pussy way of doing it. You got to drive those nails in with a hammer. Nice big thick nails, milkman. Yeah.
You're Christian, right? What the fuck? Why you say shit like that, man?
But you got to have your ass beat nearly to death before they ever hang you up there, man. That's the key, and a punctured lung.
Oh, man. And a punctured lung. That's at the end of it, dude.
Yeah, man. Yeah, they've kind of like determined some of that stuff, you know, according to the Shroud of Turin and some of the descriptions and some of the sacred writings of the past. But, like, they hit him in the side. Like they that's how they come up with that term for the sword of destiny or whatever, that spear of destiny. That's the one supposedly that was used to puncture him and make sure he was dead.
Infinity key.
That Roman spear disappeared, and that's the one that they talk about for the Germans and everybody else. Through, you know, ancient times.
All right, well, we got a... Chastity has a small female dog to give away. Loving and very friendly, will be good with children and other dog machines.
Well, we ain't horsing around, man.
I got an idea about breeding dogs with humans. That comes from the Germans in World War II. Let's do that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they tried to do that.
Well, German shepherds were originally going to be German sheepherders, but, you know, they one side became more dominant. Kind of humped your leg.
Dr. Mengele.
Good. Is that Jane?
Yes, this is Chastity. If you leave your name and number,
I'll get back to you. I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
And yet another one from that webpage, and no voicemail box set up. Potato Log is asking, Milkman, do you have a beard? You don't have a beard, but you have very long hair, right? You shave your face, right? I know Milkman has very thin eyebrows. I noticed that.
Yeah, I have a real heavy anal beard, man. I haven't bleached recently, and I gave up on anal electrolysis.
Okay. Anal electrolysis.
It tickles too much.
Milkman has hair down his ass and braided pubes, says Scotland. Scotland paying attention. Gold star for Scotland.
Yeah,
he's
grows out of your
man.
Ass and grows out of your underarm and your nose.
Yep. This is a good song right here. I want to bang a broad to this song.
No, actually, I got an afro, man. You're not supposed to tell anybody about that. You know.
Anal beads. Here's, let's try that Black Wallet lost guy again. Maybe he's done talking to the police.
I've got to get back to you.
Yeah, you can't scream like this girl.
Right.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Who is it?
It's the plumber.
Plumber? I didn't call a plumber.
All right. Ruth lost a Volkswagen keyring. Lost on Wednesday.
She lost a Volkswagen key ring.
Yep.
Key ring or an actual key?
I think it's let me see if it says key ring. It's just key ring. I don't know if it's the key or the ring or both.
Because if she said the key, I would have said, where's the fucking car? You're doing this?
Sure. Okay. You're the boss.
You're the boss.
Hello?
Yeah, you lost a Volkswagen key ring, is it?
I did.
Oh, what happened? How'd you lose it?
Do you have it?
I might, yeah, but I mean, I want to make sure it's yours, and I just want to give it away.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So you tell me how many keys are on the ring.
There's a Volkswagen key. I don't know. Let me see. There's like four keys on here, two rings. This is VW on it. Now you tell me.
Yeah. Is there anything else on the key ring? Any kind of other keychain like thing?
Well, the person took off the Volkswagen part and gave that to me because I really like Volkswagens.
All right, hold on a second. Let me let you talk to my husband. It's actually his key.
Why?
Just a sec.
Why?
Just give me the car.
Hello?
Hey, where's the car?
Huh?
Where's the Volkswagen at?
Why?
So I can test out the key.
Well, we have the key. We have the car.
Yeah, then I have the key.
Okay.
Well, you can't start the car without the key, right?
No, that's a spare key.
Well, then can we make sure this is the right key? I can try to start the car with it?
No, I don't think that's the right response. Hey, but thanks.
No, wait, come on. Wait. You want the key or not? Whatever.
Oh, shit. Some people just...
Tell her it was the key was attached to a string of anal bead.
Hi, you've reached Ruth, and this is my voicemail. Leave me a message, and I'll get back.
Ruth, and that's her voicemail.
And they were used.
Volkswagen. I didn't even know you had that over there.
Mm-hmm. We all have all kinds of cars.
Well, you don't have Vauxhall, because that's General Motors. And you call it something else over there, something stupid.
Hi, you've reached Ruth, and this is my voicemail. Leave me a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks a lot. Bye.
At the tone, please.
Okay.
Oh, that's really too bad. Could have offered the key in exchange for the car.
Yep. Sounds like a good deal to me. Jill says play engine revving noises in the background.
Yeah, I'll do it for you.
Oh, that's it. That's our key. See you later.
It's working.
All right. Coming up next. Someone's offering a $1,000 reward for the return of their gold wedding band lost at a beach. Close to the water, within 60 yards. I suspect I lost it in the water about 4 foot down before high tide. The picture shows where the ring was lost.
You can tell you're like a shark fisher or something, and you fished out a shark, and it was inside the shark's belly.
All right. I opened up the shark and it came out.
Yeah. It's a bit sticky. Do you still want it? It stinks of fish.
The Google subscribe.
Oh, that sucks. I was going to say that I bit into a fish. I cooked a fish and there was a ring inside of it. And I choked on it. And I was going to sue them.
Yeah, no.
Here's an iPhone. I'm going to do the whole thing with the iPhone again. I'm going to repeat the idea from previously where I just want to unlock the phone so I can play games. Don't know if you were around for that one, right?
Yeah, I was around, actually. Was I not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure I was. Yeah,
they called back for a whole week after that.
There's not really much else you can do, really. An iPhone.
There's a few, you know. iPhone.
You want to sell it on eBay, but you need it unlocked. You need the charger and shit.
Your call has been forwarded to
it. Damn it. Try it again.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Okay. Art lost his baseball glove in San Francisco. Lost it at the baseball field. Left it in first base dugout after daughter's softball practice. Has a faded name and phone number on it. I don't live at the number anymore. Call if you found it. Thanks. All right.
Thanks for calling. Can't make it to the phone right now, so leave me all the info. Get back to you when I can.
Sure. Try me again.
And make
your voicemail message is very gay.
Here's Johnny. Thanks for calling. Can't make it to the phone.
Okay.
It definitely him, isn't it?
That is Johnny.
Extremely
Carson.
Gay. He said he's extremely gay. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right. Javier lost his bracelet. Said it has sentimental value. He lost it in Pittsburgh.
Javier.
A bracelet of great sentimental value was given to him by his mother. I know it's holiday. Whoever found it, please don't pawn it for cash to buy presents. Times are tough. I understand. But please do the right thing and return it. Okay.
No, that's sick. Don't do that.
No? Okay.
Sentimental value, that's horrible. If someone did that to me, I'd be really upset.
Everything
he could have lost his mother. His mother could be dead or whatever. That would be really horrible.
Right. Okay, alright.
I'm just saying, you can do what you want. I don't care.
You're right. I lost my mother.
If it was me, it would just be horrible.
On. You're right. He's right.
He's right.
You can find somebody else.
We have hearts.
You can find somebody else.
Alright.
Did you hear about that bomb threat in Paris?
No.
They cleared out the Eiffel Tower for what was it? A whole night or something. Within 2 hours, they cleared the whole place out. And somebody made a bomb threat in the Eiffel Tower. And the army came and the French police came and cleared it all out.
The French
army.
There
was no bomb.
The French army, ha ha. Right. Did they surrender?
Yeah, the foreign legion.
When they got there. All right. Someone lost, what did they lose here? I lost it for a pair of eyeglasses. Lost at Goodwill or Buffalo Exchange store. Looks exactly like this image. $100 reward. I need the glasses back. Exclamation point.
$100 reward?
Yeah.
It's got to be worth more than that, then.
Mm-hmm. This Theo eyeglasses. I've never heard of those before. Theo. Here we go. I think I might cut the show off early and just, I don't know, feel like shit. I'm not sick or nothing.
Okay.
I don't know. Tired, man. Tired. I gotta work another double shift. I worked one yesterday, gotta work one tomorrow.
You have to work over Easter.
Yep.
You know, sucks.
Yeah, I gotta go into work at 11 in the morning tomorrow, and I don't get home until 8 o'clock in the morning the next day.
Oh.
So, sucks, man.
Is the money worth it?
Not really.
Shit. That's really bad then, man.
Let's work. In 3 months, I'll be able to take a test and I'll be able to get a bump in pay where it will be worth it. But for now, they just abuse me. You know, they just use me and abuse me. Here's someone who lost. Anyway, that eyeglass number said it's in. Well, it might be because of the way I put it in. Oh, it's missing a digit. Never mind. Oh, 7. Here we go. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, I think you have a wrong number.
No, you lost a pair of eyeglasses?
Oh, yes.
Oh, then why would I have the wrong number? I have the right one.
I'm sorry?
I was at the Goodwill shoplifting, and I found a pair of eyeglasses.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was, I don't know, were you looking at the clothing and stuff like that? It was under one of the clothing racks.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's, I don't know how important these are to you. You're offering how much, $100?
Yes.
Well, how much is a pair of glasses like this worth, though?
Why?
Well, I'm just curious. They're good. Maybe we can make a better deal or something.
No, that's all I have.
Yeah, but how much are they worth, the eyeglasses? These Theo ones, right? They're pretty good.
So, do you want to return it and I give you money?
Well, only $100? Why only $100?
Oh, come on.
How much?
You found it. It's free. $100 for free.
Yeah, but glasses, I can sell them for more than $100, maybe.
Yeah. Why don't you go sell them?
How much do the glasses cost to replace them?
Why don't you find it?
No, tell me the truth, and I'll give them to you for a
no.
little. No. Yeah. You still get
okay,
your
never mind. Never mind.
Come
never
on.
Never mind.
Come on. All right. I'll give you $150.
Okay? Never mind.
$150.
No.
Come on.
Never mind.
Well, okay, so $100?
If you find it, you find it. No. I only offer $100. If you want it, give it to me. If you don't want it, fine.
But listen, I owe $150 to someone. So if you give me $150, then...
I don't care. No, I only give you $100. If you don't want free money, $100, fine. I don't want to give you more.
It's not free money. It's money that I got to give up because I could sell the glasses for more money.
I lost it, and you find it.
Yeah, finders keepers.
Well, fine, if you don't want $100 free money, fine. I don't give $150.
You don't want glasses? Okay? You don't want glasses?
No, I want glasses for $100. It's my glasses, and you find it. It's free money.
What if I give you just the lenses?
Don't ask for more. Don't ask for more.
I'll give you the lenses for $100. And I keep the frame.
I don't care. I don't want lens. I want the whole thing. It's my glasses. You stealing it.
No, stealing. No, I found it. No.
Okay. Your $100?
I will give you, yeah, but I'm only going to give you lenses for $100. $150, then I give you everything.
No, never mind.
Come on.
Bye. Don't call me. Get them,
okay, $100 for everything.
Don't call me. I only give you $100.
$100 for everything. Okay.
$100.
For everything. Okay.
It's
but it has
free
to be,
money.
It has to be tonight.
Why?
Well, because I got to pay my bills tomorrow morning early.
You want Where are you?
You want glasses or no? Meet me at the Goodwill and I'll give them to you.
You want my money?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on. What is your number?
Well, I'm at the prison right now. I'm in jail because I got caught shoplifting at Goodwill. They put me in jail. And my bail is 100.
Where?
At the jail.
So
I'm
you...
At...
Hmm? Okay.
But my bail is...
What is your phone number?
My bail is $150.
I don't care. I only give you $100 for my offer.
Well, that's not going to help because then I have the glasses here in jail with me and they won't let me go if I don't give them $150.
I don't care.
Please.
It's your problem.
Well, it's your problem. There are no glasses for you then.
It's fine. I can buy another one.
Yeah, but it's going to cost you
more. All right,
money.
Okay. Don't call me. Don't call this number.
Well, come to
if you don't want to give you it.
I'm at the jail.
I offer you $100.
Uh-huh. I'm at the
jail.
And
then you offer $150.
Yeah. Please come. All right. So
I don't care.
Give them $100 at the jail, and they'll let me out, and I'll give you the glasses. I'm here.
What jail?
At the...
No.
On Bryan Street.
Where is the jail?
The county jail.
I need
jail.
To see glasses.
Well, I'll give
I'm
them
not
to
going
you.
To the, I'm not going to the prison. If you want... If you have glasses, call me back.
I do. I have glasses.
Where's the glasses? Where's the glasses?
I have them on my head.
Okay. And where are you? Now come you're gonna come here.
I'm on the county in the county
Hold on.
Jail.
Oh no. call, how do you get out?
Well, you have to give them the bail, and they'll let me out.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I don't deal with that thing.
Well, no glasses for you, then.
Yeah, no money for you. Okay.
$100. All right, well, no glasses.
All right.
Okay. Say goodbye to your glasses. I'm going to put them in the toilet in the jail right now and flush it. All right. Bye. All right, well, no glasses for him, right, Jen? Too bad.
Nick, that was great, man. You should have told him you'll give him half for 100. You'll give him half.
How's like the idea of him going
snap
to...
Snap it. Nice.
Yeah, snap him and ask him. Now, here's the right half for 100.
I like the thing with the frame and the lenses. That's
you get to go back and get the frame. The lenses are the more expensive part. I think I actually broke my glasses 2 days ago.
This is a brilliant call, man.
I broke my glasses at work, right in the middle, you know, where the nose part goes, right, snapped them right in half at work. It sucks. I put them together.
I have a pair of Oakley sunglasses. Does that count?
Oh, I do too, man. Those are the best sunglasses ever, man. Yeah, I got the half jacket. I don't know which one you got, Jim, but I got the half jackets.
I don't know what I've got. I just got a really cool looking pair.
Oh, wow, for archery. Okay.
yeah, exactly.
Well, that would have been funny.
Hit the spot every time, man.
It would have been funny if that Chinese guy shows up at the gym. I could have to pay a bail for my glasses.
Yeah, you could have sent him there, and then you could have turned around and said, April Fool!
April Fools! That's something. We should call people the lost stuff and tell them we have their stuff in this
April
Fools.
Yeah, and then tell them to meet you somewhere and then call them back and fucking say April Fool. Oh my god, they would get so pissed off.
There you go.
That's,
hey,
that's
let's do that.
Idea. Come on.
We'll do it. All right, here's a dark leopard jacket that's been lost. All right, they lost it outside of a bank.
You've got to be ready for anything, though. He's going to ask you some questions that you're not going to be able to answer, so you're going to be able to get off it. I reckon you should just say you found it somewhere else, and it looks like this, and then, or get a description of him first, and then you really know what it looks like.
Well, a lot of these people leave pictures
right.
of the jacket.
You don't have, you don't know, it got dirty, something like that.
He's leopard. Two buttons, a dark leopard print with a black lining, fingers crossed you are the kind person who picked it up. Come on, good karma. Please phone me if you found my jacket.
Where would you send them, though? Where are you going to send them?
Well, Lonesome looked this place up and says that there's a 7-Eleven down the street from where it got lost. Excellent. So I'll tell him, meet me at work, but it's got to be tonight. All right.
Offer sex. Offer gay sex and stuff, but they don't want to cooperate.
Oh, no, gay sex. It's Easter. I'm going to talk about gay sex on Easter, Milkman. Come on. You've been in San Francisco too long, man.
Yeah, like work that like roommate thing in. Share a bed deal or something.
The bed deal. The one bed. One bedroom. You have to spend the night in my bedroom.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Sorry, I've missed your call. This is Tommy with Next Level Strategy.
Aww. All right, try it again.
All those pills you can always offer to, you know, let them sleep in your bed. Sleep in their bed.
Mm. Oh, that sucks, no answer.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Sorry, I've missed your call.
Damn. Well, there goes that.
She would be fun.
Just
all by her answer.
Man, and Lonesome had it all set up. He had to maybe call a 7-Eleven first, get the name of the person working. Oh, that would have been worked. That would have been great.
Oh, darn.
Damn, Lonesome had it all figured out, man. Oh, man. All right. Luke lost 3 gold rings on a green plastic zip tie. What? Why would you put rings on a plastic zip tie? Whatever. Okay. In my pocket today, I lost it. I believe I dropped them somewhere in San Jose near the Costco. And we got their address also here. A guy answered.
Tell them you're from that Wind Finder company and that you gave it to them, but you know, you're going to need a reward.
Oh, Lonesome gave us a 7-Eleven here for that place also. So that works. All right, well, let's call the 7-Eleven first, get the name of the guy.
You're going to give him the 7-Eleven cloak's name.
It's going to be some Indian guy.
I like that.
Mr. Patel.
7-Eleven, can I please?
Oh, yeah. How? What was your name?
Aman.
Aman?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, cool. Aman. All right, he sounded Mexican. I guess he's not. All right, and let's see if they, this guy
Indian
answers.
Guy.
Yeah. I got to have to put an Indian accent.
Dude, hello, I got it. Oh, it's coming, coming.
It's good God.
This is our man. I am going to fuck your sister.
Good times. Hello?
Hello?
Is that Luke?
Yep, it's Luke.
Luke, hey, I found some gold rings on this zip tie. Was that... I was looking here on my cell phone to see if anybody had lost it.
Yep.
Yeah, did you want to come pick them up? I think this is them.
Where did you find them?
I found them on the street. I was walking to work. I work at the 7-Eleven down the road.
Yeah.
By the Costco.
Okay, what do they look like?
They're just three gold rings. It's in my car right now. They're on like this green kind of cable tie thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does one of them have a stone in it?
I believe so. Yeah, one looks like it's kind of like a marriage ring.
That's probably them.
Okay.
The Costco where... Which Costco?
Sunnyvale?
Sunnyvale, yep. That's where I was.
All right.
I'll be damned.
Okay. Did you got to pick them up now because I'm going out of town. I'm going to a conference tomorrow for my mom.
Okay. Where are you located? Where are you located?
I'm at work now. Can you be here in a little bit? I'm not going to be here much longer. How soon could you be here?
Where are you? I'm in South San Jose.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm at the 7-Eleven right by the Costco. I can give you the address if you want.
Yeah, give me an address. Now, that can probably be up there in about 20 minutes.
Are you ready?
Yep. 3580? Yep. Okay. And what's your name again?
This is Aman.
How do you spell that?
A-M-A-N.
Okay.
I'm here. But you got, well, come on in, and I should be at the front. They don't let me leave the front.
See you there in about 20 minutes.
All right, I'll talk to you then. See you, buddy.
Okay, bye now.
All right, cool. Call him back in 20 minutes, Jen. Remember that, okay?
Yeah. Call the fucking 7-Eleven when he gets there, and then fucking see if you can get him on the phone in 20 minutes. Jesus.
Hey, I'll call the 7-Eleven first to see if he shows up.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, shit. This is like that pizza thing I did. That was brilliant.
We got a lost Nokia cell phone here.
Nokia.
Yeah, call them and tell them you have. Oh, yeah, after all, I guess it wasn't a mistake. They weren't yours.
Hey, guys, I got to pee. So we're going to take a break real quick while I play a prank call and urinate in the toilet. Flush the toilet, wash my hands, you know? If you guys don't mind, I'd appreciate it.
Nokia.
Who uses Nokia phones anymore, right? Whatever, nerd.
What the fuck is Nokia?
They're like the most popular...
That's right, DS is right. Pee in the bottle. Piss jug. Where's piss jug at? Pee in the bottle.
I don't know. What's piss jug? What are you talking about, piss jug?
Well, Dark Stranger's right. She said he uses piss in a bottle, man.
Dark Stranger's a girl. How's she doing that?
No. She said for you to piss in a bottle.
Oh, no.
But you're a man. You can.
I have a big bladder, so... so it's full. I need like three bottles for
it. Well, I thought you were going to tell me that the bottle was too big. But...
No, my dick's too big for the hole. Here's a prank call by Recluse.
Okay. 10-4.
Here's a Recluse prank call called Ice Cream Shop. Be right back and more prank calls. Yay. Happy Easter.
All right. Hello?
Hello.
All right.
All right.
Okay, this is Jimmy. How you doing, Jimmy?
How you doing?
Wonderful. Well, I'm not calling about ice cream.
Okay,
I just want to tell you something.
Yes, sir?
I'm immensely attracted to you. I don't know if you go that way. But I'm just saying I would buy all the ice cream in there just to get one date with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a sleazy kind of guy either.
Have you been to Pokio?
Oh, all the time. I'm a regular, actually. You probably don't know who this is. Oh. My name is Dave.
How you doing?
So if I came in there, so do you, I mean, not to get too personal, you know what I'm saying, but, do you go that way, or?
Actually, sir, I do have a girlfriend.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of married men, you know what I'm saying, they come to, I mean, have you ever explored those, you know what I'm saying, are you suppressing anything?
No, sir.
Okay, well, what if I convince your girlfriend just to let you, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Before you make any sort of commitments, you know, I mean, you're not engaged, are you?
No.
Okay,
sure you couldn't convince her. She's a very stubborn person.
Okay, well, that's fine. We don't need her in the picture then. So what I would say, you know what I'm saying? You have your own life. You don't have to answer to anybody. So what I would say is just before you get into anything serious, what I would do is I would just give you a chance. I mean, I'm kind of, okay, well, I'm not that great looking, but I got a radio face.
All right.
You ever heard of kdkprankcalls.com?
Yeah.
You heard of that?
Yes, sir.
That's me.
Nice.
You listen to that at all? Do you listen to the shows?
What channel is it on?
Well, it's actually on the internet. It's on Shoutcast.
Nice.
You have to go on there. You look at pictures if you're interested. You know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe we can just talk, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to write that down?
Oh, I would. I don't got no internet, but it sucks.
Oh, you don't got no internet. Now, okay. Now I know you're a lying bastard. You need to come out of the closet, Jimmy.
I don't go
that girlfriend way. Can't be satisfied. I know goddamn well. I can tell in your voice.
I'd say she's plenty satisfied.
No, she said, I'm sure she's satisfied.
Oh.
But you know what I'm saying? I know there's something missing in your life. I can tell in your voice. And when I look in your eyes, I just see it, you know. I mean, you're lonely there with those cookies and ice cream. And I know you can, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not fulfilling.
Oh, yeah, because I'd like to make more money and go to college.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what we could do that together. We could be a team, you and me.
Pretty sure I got my own team.
Okay, do you have any radio experience?
No, sir.
Okay, well, I mean, I listen to your voice, you know, it turns me on. I'm sure, you know, our listeners would appreciate that. So why don't you start with that? I mean, we're going to be getting a lot of money soon.
Nice.
Do you want to go to the beach with me?
Not really.
You can bring your girl along. Just don't, you know what I'm saying, just shut her up if she gets too talkative.
Yeah.
You ever been up to Maine?
No. I've never
beautiful
been out
country.
Of past Georgia.
Oh, you never been past Georgia?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's kind of hot. So you're like kind of like, you don't wear a cowboy hat, do you?
Nah.
Do you ride them hard or what?
Nope.
You ever been on a cattle drive?
Nope.
You're my kind of guy, I tell you what.
Don't really do the cowboy thing.
No, you don't really, me neither. I tried a couple of them, but, you know. You know, you remember that song Waylon Jennings sang about cowboys?
No.
He was a closet case from way back. But anyways, that's besides the point.
You do a radio show.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called KDK, frankcalls.com.
KDK. K-A what?
Are you a cop?
No.
Okay. I don't know. Talk to my friend here. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know. Now I'm kind of getting nervous.
Hello?
Hello? Talk to him, Franny.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Good. Trying to close up shop here.
Oh, are you counting down your tail?
It's a couple people.
We've been following this KDK bastard for a few weeks now.
KD what?
KDK.
How you spell that?
KDK.
KDK?
KDK. Can you write that down for me?
Huh?
Look at that. Just do me, entertain me. Write down KDK on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
All right, did you do it?
Yeah.
All right, now turn it around.
Yeah.
And what does it say?
And what?
What does it say when you turn it around?
KDK.
Oh, my God. That's what we're saying. We've had it by every angle we can. We keep looking. We know there's a code. Something about a KDK, purity of essence, essence and purity, P-I-E-E-I-P, something. The code's in there. But every time we reverse it, we come up with the same thing over and over again. KDK, KDK, kill, death, kill. And then we have purity of F and S's for a while. It just doesn't make any sense.
Oh, so do we get... You call a lot of people?
Well, here's a question for you. Did you know about the Floridization, the fluoridation of ice cream? Children's ice cream?
No.
Do you have fluoride in your ice cream there?
Don't know.
Can you find out?
Probably not.
Well, who's in charge? Who's calling the shots over there?
Be the head of operation.
You're the head. Can you put Mr. Head Operation on?
I would, but I don't think he probably wants to talk. Which I probably gotta go because about to close.
If you hang up, I will rain on you the worst publicity ever in the history of this town. You will have to close up shop tomorrow permanently. Until after the New Year's holiday. Now, is that the kind of business you want to lose?
If what?
Is that the kind of business you want to lose? You need to ask yourself right now. Do you want to be held responsible for the loss of the jobs of all the employees who work there, with the exception of two people?
Which two people?
So make it happen. Let's make it happen. Let's get your boss on the line. Come on.
You'd have to call him.
But you just said who's the head of operations right now?
You can have a number.
Are you the person making the decisions right now? Are you in charge? Nope. If I busted in there right now and said, let me talk to the boss, who's going to come? Who's going to step up, you or someone else?
Probably nobody.
Man, you're really pissing me off, you know that? You're a bastard.
Just get the boss's number. Just go ahead and, what's that guy's number?
Yeah, what's the guy's number? Can you conference call him with him?
It'd be 469.
Uh huh.
254.
Uh huh.
7106.
And what's his name?
All right.
What's his name?
Yeah, just go ahead and call him up.
No, what's his name? Seriously, what's his name?
His name would be Ryan. Yeah.
Is that his house number?
I think it's house or cell. I don't know. I've never really been to his house.
Can you hang on a second, please?
I would, but I gotta go.
No, you need to hang on the phone. What was your name?
What was it? He's
Ryan. I'm writing all this information. I'm writing it down in my book. I've got a big book. It's a portfolio. It's a 3-ring binder. I have all this information down. Now, if you're lying to me, You know what we talked about, that bad publicity, right? I think he's gone. Let me call his boss real quick.
Hey, I'm a rapper. Hey, I'm back. Woo, I'm back. Hey.
Took a little extra time there as I made a sandwich. Boy, my cat loves my cat loves cheese.
Nothing like a fried roasted mashed potato sandwich here. I know Jack Masterson will be so proud of you on his favorite holiday of the year, Easter.
This is just a turkey bologna sandwich, but it's good. Dobby loves cheese, man. I love giving him. I always share a little bit of cheese with him when I have some, and he loves it. Hey, Jin, real quick, while I was peeing, I remembered. Were you on KDK's show after that last Saturday show we did? Did you? Is that true?
Yes,
you
yes, called I him? Was. Yeah.
Was he really pissed off that
No, not at all. He mentioned it, and I think that was it. I don't think he was angry at all. I explained to him obviously that. You know, it was the fact that, you know, your working schedule didn't really permit you to do a show at any other time, but that you were going to be changing to Sundays anyway. And we kind of moved on from that anyway, so wasn't much said about it.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope not, man, because, like, you know, it wasn't for any...
No, he's all right, he's all right. I hadn't spoken to him for a long, long time. It's been years since I talked to him, so it was nice to actually catch up with him and get to say a few words.
Cool, man. Lonesome's girl. Is that really Lonesome's old lady? What's up, Lonesome's girlfriend? I don't know. She likes prank calls. So that's cool that she likes prank calls, man, because you met a nice guy.
Yeah.
If not...
That's not Lonesome's girlfriend. That's somebody that was in there fucking around in the chat a little while. Yeah, he's changing it.
All right. That's Lonesome Loser as a girl. I gotcha. Cool. How much time we got left?
We
got about another 15 minutes till we call that guy back.
17.
We'll give him a little bit extra time, you know? Make sure he gets there and starts a scene. Ha, 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 ha. We got a few hotels here in Iran. That's always good. Yeah, things are really heating up in North Korea also, eh, Milkman? Yeah, all right. Here's Guam, in an Italian restaurant in Guam. All right. Speaking of North Korea. Digital adhesive asking me if I'm actually from Maine. Yes, I live in Maine. Portland, Maine. Do you live in Maine also? You should come visit me. That would be cool. We could hang out. What's up with Skype? Skype frozen? You guys hear me? Jin, Milkman?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just, there's some guy that is talking to me on Skype. I never come on Skype. I don't know who this guy is.
Oh, you never come on Skype?
He wants to do webcam chat and have sex.
Oh, yes. Very nice. All right, here's the 7-Eleven in, bullshit. Here is an Italian restaurant in Guam that we're going to call. Let's get down with it. Let's get funky and freaky deaky. Almost midnight around this time, our extended Madhouse family staff starts calling in, Ken and the like. It'd be good to hear from Zyklon. We haven't heard from Zyklon in a while. Zyklon, if you're out there. I don't know about my wife's family, man. Like, Easter and they're making fish and shrimp. It's like, dude, you're supposed to eat ham.
Try again later.
Well, I'm allergic to shrimp and shit.
I should say that so they don't make that fucking... Every time these fucking people, Jin, all they do is eat shrimp and fish. Shrimp and fish.
Oh, seriously, I'm allergic to, shellfish. Or shellfish. Shrimp and shit like that.
Crustaceans. I got a friend who's got that, my friend Eric, and it sucks because a lot of places he'll go to and he'll get sick from eating other stuff because they fucking make the shrimp and they don't clean the surfaces.
Yeah, they put it in the same, I had that problem where I went to have a Chinese takeaway and the guys didn't clean the pan, they still had fucking shrimp shit in there, or prawn, or whatever it was, and it made me very sick. It was horrible.
That's bullshit, yeah. You're supposed to. You're not supposed to do that, you know, but... You know what? I heard... I don't want to dawdle too much instead of doing prank calls, but I heard something about, like, the rules in the UK. There aren't as strict when it comes to inspections for restaurants and stuff.
I don't know. It depends where you go, and depends on how much money you're looking to spend. If you like a middle class area, then obviously all the places will be checked and they'll all have fucking signs in the door. But any poor places, you can forget it.
10-4.
Hey, bro.
Hey, you have pasta there?
What's that?
You have pasta there?
Yes.
Oh, what kind of pasta is the best to feed to a horse?
For what?
For a horse to eat.
I'm not too sure.
Oh, could you ask anyone there who might know about the horses?
Sure. Hold on. Sweetie, can you take the coffee? I want to know what kind of pasta to feed a horse.
Hello?
Yes, hi. What kind of pasta? Sorry. What kind of pasta can I feed to my horse?
Your horse?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never fed a horse, to be perfectly honest with you.
Can I bring a few horse down and maybe we can feed him a few pasta and see which one he likes the best?
Your horse?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, do you have room inside the restaurant for the horse?
Of course not.
Where can I put your horse down?
I'm sorry?
Where can I put the horse?
Maybe put him on a trailer.
Well, yeah, I know the trailer.
Isn't that where people normally put horses?
Well, yeah, don't be silly. I'm going to, yeah, but after I get there, where can we leave the horse? Do you have somewhere I can
Leave him in the trailer.
And you come out with the pasta and all that?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Okay. Thank you.
I get it because it's a horse, of course, right? Stupid. That was a stupid call. Yeah, let me tell him that. The horse is a horse, of course. He's not answering this time. Jen, he's not answering, man.
Shit, man.
I know, man. It sucks. All right, Big Ken's calling in. Big Ken. Ken. Hey. You were confused with the new Skype name, huh?
Yeah, well, I was like, I'm going to call in. I'm like, well, fuck, I don't see him. Like, who's this new contact?
Yeah, he thought it was Death Fox impersonating me. Not imitating, because he can't.
I wouldn't put it past. Horny.
He's ready to jump out of his skin. And then he fucks me like he's trying to get revenge. He gets off pretty quick, turns his ass around, and is snoring 3 minutes later. Jesus Christ, I am tired of having to get myself off. I'm running out of fantasies.
Poor girl, huh? Take care of that problem. Me and Jen both. Split her up. Jen, I'll give you the ass. You can have the ass. I'll get the mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Currently, though, I can't wait for Tux to cut that after show call up with fucking Cool Rob flipping out. He was drunker than shit.
What the fuck? You know, he was still yesterday. Cool Rob was still up. I said, Cool Rob, you feeling better today, man? He's like, oh, better about what? I want proof. Ken banned me. Like, oh, fuck you. Bye.
He tried telling us, he's like, I only had a shot of vodka. I was like, dude, you had a fucking vodka enema is what you had.
I had a shot of something, dude. You had a shot of freaking... God, he was just off his rocker Friday.
What the hell was this deal, man? I didn't see all that messages, so, like, sorry, guys. I didn't know it was... I thought you guys would just fuck around, you know, and then I thought it was over with. I didn't realize.
I know, he gets like that sometimes. I mean, I like Cool Rob a lot, but I know every once in a while... He ends up getting banned from the chat room. Yeah, he gets a little weird, a little wacky. I didn't think it was him at first. I thought it was, you know, someone else acting like
him. I didn't either, because I've never seen him flip out.
Yeah, then I heard him calling in to Tux. And I talked to him myself on Skype. I was like, I guess it's him.
He's like, I've been in communication with Carlito this whole time. You were all on the shit list. I was like, oh.
I was like, dude, I blocked you the whole time. I blocked because he just kept sending a message every 10 seconds. chat logs. Okay, let's get over it. Cool Rob, if you're out there, man, you know, we love you. Dude, take it easy, man. He was so upset that he got banned. I don't even know why he got banned originally. He was talking about DDoSing people. That's a really sore subject right now, son. Anyway, Jen, you want to call an Italian restaurant at Guam? I got another one here. You got an idea for that? I don't really...
No, I want to call the Turkish kitchen.
Okay, okay. We can do that. I just got to figure out the area code. Any of you remember the area code for the Turkish kitchen? Do you have it saved there?
I don't. Somebody has it. Because I'm...
Yeah, see what happened...
510.
510, I think.
It's still by there.
Okay, I got it. Here we go.
510.
You have to go in there sometime when we call.
625. Got it, Milkman. Thank you.
It's an idea, isn't it?
Milkman, we want to send you there.
Hello, can I speak to Faizan, please?
Nope.
No? Okay.
I guess not.
Who was it I spoke to there?
Who? Right now?
I don't know. Yeah, like, who is that? I didn't recognize his voice.
Let's try again. We'll probably get a fax beep. Hold your ears, everybody.
Yeah.
Nope, just hung right up.
Yeah, all right.
And why then don't you answer the phone? Whose cock are you sucking?
You son of a whore.
You son of a bitch.
The bearded one, Dirty Aaron, is here. What's up, man?
What's up? I actually just shaved my beard today.
Oh, why? Dude.
I don't know. It.
He got tired of people calling him Pube Face.
Pube
the
Face.
Commanded it.
I'm working on my beard, Aaron. I don't know if you've seen the video. I'm working on it, man.
Here, I'll have to pull up the video. Actually, no. What it was is that... I went to go see my favorite band last night, and I look exactly like the lead singer.
Is that not a good thing?
I saw your hairy ass there on Facebook.
Yeah, you saw that picture, Ken? Yeah.
Aaron, is that seriously? That must be a good thing, though, if you look like you're a fan, and you look like him.
Yeah, well, actually, I got mistaken for him at least 6 times at the show last night.
Brilliant. That's brilliant. Were there any girls there who thought you were?
No, nothing like
shit,
that.
That's too bad.
It's a gay band, that's why. Oh, that sucks. Then.
Yeah.
Found a little orgy there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Elton John. Okay, well...
Are you it was Devo.
Are you Elton John? Devo. Okay. All right, let's stop being silly, guys. Okay, let's do some more prank calls then. That's the cure for that. California Pizza Kitchen, where they have great hummus in Guam. Wow, they got one of those there now. Woo! Okay.
I thought you could only buy that in the freezer frozen food section.
No, it's actually a restaurant, sir. They have actually the best... I've already talked about this. Who cares?
Meat Spin Organization.
After that, thank you for calling California Pizza Kitchen. Someone slow me help you.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good.
You good? This is the best hummus I've ever had.
Yes, sir?
You guys have really good hummus there.
Oh, really?
How you make it, man? What's the secret?
I don't know. It's our top secret.
Oh, I'll give you some money for it.
What's that, sir?
Do you like girls or boys?
What's that?
You like girls or boys?
Boys?
You like boys? Yeah, you're in luck. I got a few boys here right now that like the hummus.
Oh, really?
Do you like poppers?
So you're placing an order right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so two hummus?
Two hummus.
Okay. Two hummus?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
One pizza?
What kind of pizza?
That California pizza.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what else, sir?
I don't know. I don't know what to do. You guys have any ideas? I don't know what to do.
Do you guys have mushrooms there?
Yes, the wild mushroom we have.
Yeah, you got mushroom?
With the calipers?
Yeah, no, just mushroom by itself.
Just mushroom,
mushroom.
Pizza?
Yeah, just the mushroom. Just the mushroom.
Oh, you just want a mushroom on the side?
Yeah, just mushrooms. Do you have that?
Yes, we have mushroom.
Good, I want you to take the mushroom and stick it up your ass.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I take the mushroom, cook it, and then put it in your bum, in between your bum cheeks, and then, like, spread your bum cheeks around.
You want the mushroom tip?
Yeah, with the mushroom inside, and then just sort of wiggle your butt cheeks a little bit.
Just a tip.
No, no, I'm serious. That's what I want you to do. I want you to take the. I wish these guys would be quiet. I want you to take the mushroom and just wiggle your bum cheeks around the mushroom tip.
I'm sorry. You're making a fool of me, sir. Sorry.
I'm not making a fool of you. You're making a fool of yourself if you do it.
You're making a fool of me. What the fuck? Okay.
That was quite funny.
You made it funny there. I was just saying it was pretty good. Making a fool out of me. Wow, Doobie Brothers, man. All right. Is it time to call that guy about the rings yet? Let's call him.
No. Oh, shit. I fucking completely
it's
forgot
the,
about
yeah,
that.
It's on the big board. It's at least
call the 7-Eleven back first.
On the big board. On the big board. Okay, 7-Eleven first.
Amon. That's it. It's his name. Amon.
Start yelling at him. Tell him you want your fucking rings and you're going to play the game.
Oh, shit.
Get to be created, yeah.
Love that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Michael McDonald.
Yep. Who else?
I don't know who else.
Joe Doobie.
Hello?
All the notes.
Yeah, is Amon there?
Is who?
Amon.
Amon? No.
Oh,
maybe,
who's...
Maybe wrong number.
Is this Luke?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, where are you?
You're what?
You were supposed to come get the rings?
Yeah, I'm just about there.
Okay, all right, well, don't forget, come see Amon. I'm here, I'm waiting on you. I was just saying, this is Amon. All right?
Okay.
Hey,
see you in about 5 minutes.
All right, hurry up, man, because I got to get going soon. My shift is almost over, buddy, but I'm waiting here for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Bye. All right, he's taking his time. Fucking Puerto Rican. Taking forever.
You almost fucked it up, didn't
you? I almost
you?
Fucked it up, yeah.
You hit me at it.
Quick question, Carlito. Enigma wants to know if I give him the new ID so we can call in.
Yeah, sure. Give it to him. Hang on, I got to throw some cheese at my cat. He's begging me for cheese. Dobby.
Dobby, kidding.
He loves that cheese, man. Get it?
That's smart, boy.
It's right there, you stupid. There you go. He's kind of slow.
Work you over for that shit now. You know that.
He's going to get diarrhea. That's good. Oh, shit's in Athena's shoes.
Get plucked up first, though.
This is my favorite part here, guys. Break it down.
Me help.
ABC store. I'm guessing that's a liquor store. Store where you go and you lick them. Hey, Aaron, were you on last night? Was it last night? Saturday night?
No, I wasn't on last night. I was at the show.
Oh, duh. Hello.
Last week.
True.
Hello, Larissa.
How are you?
Hello.
Good. Do you have liquor there? Is this a liquor store?
Larissa.
What do you mean a ready store?
What?
Is this a liquor store?
Hello, latte store.
Yeah, what are you doing? Will you have liquor there? Liquor?
Just a moment.
Oh, shit.
Do they got the Bombay Sapphire?
Fucking dry.
Yeah, you guys have liquor?
What?
Is this a liquor store?
This is a liquor store?
Is this stupid woman's store?
What?
Is this stupid woman's store?
What is it?
Stupid woman's store.
What kind of store?
Stupid
liquor
woman.
Store?
Stupid woman.
What kind of what?
Stupid.
I think you got the wrong number. Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure you dial right up. Okay.
ABC Stupid Store.
Okay, call the store.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Yeah. Go put a beer bottle up your cunt. Do that. Bye.
Oh, fantastic.
Put a beer bottle up there, up in that hole of yours.
stupid.
She's still there.
Oh, hey, Sash!
What the fuck?
Yeah, now you speak perfect English. Is this the liquor store?
No, I don't think you got the wrong number, okay? Fucker, don't call here, okay?
You don't think, you don't think I have the wrong number? So it's the right number. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, shit.
Whatever.
Sorry, I laughed, but that was fucking
funny. What the fuck she's doing right there?
She asked me like 6 times in a row.
That's how they are in Guam. You call Guam to women, they're like, that and Saipan. Jeez.
We had an echo as well. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah, it looked like the echo was coming from Milkman's line. Is that Milkman's line?
No, I think it was from her line. Yeah. Anyway, Aaron, was Baz on your show where you guys were calling Saipan? And you,
yeah.
Wasn't there some curse that really pissed some people off? I'm trying to remember what the fuck that was.
Peck Peck, I thought.
Peck Peck. Yeah, Peck Peck. He just busted out with, do you like Peck Peck? He's like, what? Why are you wearing Peck Peck?
Yeah, it's like sex or something like that. But yeah, you ask for Peck Peck from the women.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Anyway. Yeah, I got him behind on edits. Fuck.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you. Well, why don't you share the unedited ones with me, man? I'll share my unedited with you.
Oh, okay, I'll send you a couple.
There you go. Put them in Dropbox.
Put them in the Dropbox, or what is that other one? I can't remember what it's called.
Dropbox is the best one, you know?
Well, the one that Enigma 420 has, it's like his thing.
Box? There's one called The Box. I don't know if that's his.
I can't remember what it's called.
Do you have access to my Dropbox thing? Do you got access to that? What the fuck kind of song is this?
No, well, the one that is his, I drop it on there, and then it's like a shareable MP3.
Okay. Yeah, that's what, I got one like that, and all my unedited shit goes in there, and I put little pranks here and
file
there.
Mob. It's so, filemob.com. That's file what. Mob.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's okay. That works too, I guess. All right, well, moving right along here. We got 76 Circle K. That's what it says. 76 Circle K.
Places. So what's up with the new thing? I get it, but I have 3 Skype contacts just for you. So which one do I have to delete?
Well, this one you don't have to delete. Well, I mean, you don't have to delete any of them unless you have to. This one here is the one I'm going to use for live because the caller ID will go out. It won't say Madhouse on it anymore. It'll say Big Business.
Ah, gotcha.
You know, so that's better. I think it's because we've had a few people we pranked and they've said, what's this Madhouse thing? You know, they figure it out because of what comes up on the CID.
Yeah, now it's saying Skype caller on some caller IDs too.
Yeah, yeah. Unless if you do the caller ID process, you have to confirm a phone number. But it'll show a number, and your ID name is your Skype username.
So, oh, yeah, we don't want that.
We don't want that. Well, I didn't want it to say Madhouse Pranks, so I got a new one that says Big Business, so that's what'll go out. I like I like the phone number going out because it comes back to the Google Voice line, and that's pretty cool. I get the voicemail effect.
Yeah, because they can call back, and you got voicemail there.
There you go. There you go. Good thing. Dear Aaron, you should do that, too. And what's everything okay with your new hardware? Did you get to test it? I never got a chance to help you out with that. Sorry, man.
Oh, no. Actually, I took all that shit back and ordered a different unit because after about almost $300 of money, I had to buy a new mic. I had to buy all this stuff, and it didn't really work, so I got another one coming.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck with that. There you go. Get the, what are you getting, a Behringer? Behringer? I don't know how to pronounce it. That's good stuff.
Yeah, no, it's a Behringer, go-to, something like that. It's like a separate card.
I got a Behringer mixer. I'm not sure what model it is, but it's a pretty good mixer.
This one acts as a separate sound card, and I can plug my analog headset into it instead of having to have an extra microphone.
All right.
Sounds I need
yeah,
to more.
Yeah, it's got a, headphone amp in it. Mine's got the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You got a Xanax? Got the Xanax?
Yeah, yeah, that's the one.
Xanax, isn't that drunk?
Xanax 4-channel? I forget the number. You got the 4-channel one?
I got the 1202 Xanax. That's what I use.
Is that the 12 milligram?
12 milligram. The Xanax. Jen, very funny. Very nice.
That's pretty good equipment, really, for the price. I mean, it's hard to beat the price, but really, they're very quiet.
Freeze better. All right. What about microphone? What'd you get? Did you get a Shure mic? What'd you end up with? Do you know?
No, I just have the, well, I bought a condenser mic. Originally, it was $100 for the fucking microphone, but I'm just going to use the mic I'm on now because I got a, like, a gaming-style headset.
Yeah.
And it's that same one that Milkman was saying. It's, but it actually has a microphone input, a eighth-inch microphone input as opposed to a quarter-inch or a XLR, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's all tech. It's Nunu's favorite topic, actually.
Oh, yeah. He's loving it right now.
If you have a condenser mic, you got to remember you have to have phantom. You have to have phantom voltage. So you have to have a mixer that has phantom voltage in it.
The one that I had was a mixer with phantom power, and that's why I bought the $100 fucking condenser mic. And then I was looking at all the stuff, and see, I have to take my laptop and set it up like in 15 minutes. I don't have a dedicated spot like maybe RBCP or Carlito. So that's why that little tiny mixer, I plug in my headphones, set my settings, and it should be good to go.
Cool.
Yeah, Carlito Baz also wants to know if
he
can handle
it. It's a dynamic.
Yes, and I should have added Baz already, but add him if I don't. Oh, I forgot Baz. Yeah, send that to him.
I did. I just talked to Baz on Skype.
Yeah, Enigma 420 was trying to get on the line, too.
Yeah, he's here. Enigma, you here, man?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
What's up, brother?
I'm watching.
Carlito, you need to call Armand back before he...
Okay, yeah, it's called the gas station.
...explains to this other dude. Yeah,
Enigma!
I gotta go in like 10
minutes. Hey, what's going on?
All right, I got you, Aaron. No worries. Everyone be sure to tune in to Aaron Saturday nights occasionally.
Whenever the fuck I want.
Check out his Facebook. I'm sure he'll give you a heads up when he's coming on.
BrentWestwood.com.
Mm-hmm. Edit some
Brent,
shit, man.
Brent.com.
Well, and actually, so since I got... that's the best thing, really, is through all that, I got a new encoder. And to process everything, it's just the SAM2 that I got RBCP hooked me up with.
Nice.
And it fucking works great. And I got all the recording all down into one, because before I was just using the Skype recorder, so it was just really shitty.
Yeah, it breaks it all up. And yeah, use the SAM encoder is nice and convenient.
It puts it in like, well, it's not even, it's the whole client is SAM. It's not an encoder through Winamp anymore.
Yeah, it's a SAM2 program. Probably SAM2 is what I use. I don't like SAM3. SAM2 is better, to be honest with you.
Yes. Yeah, same thing.
Yep. Yep. Actually, that's the same copy I got. It's the one he gave me. All right, hey, 7-Eleven, let's call him on. Do our April Fool's joke here in this guy.
Penis?
Mm-hmm. Don't light another cigar.
How can I help you?
Is this Amon?
Yeah.
Hey, did some guy come in there looking for some rings or something?
Yeah, buddy, he was there.
What happened?
He just left.
Was he upset?
Yeah.
Why?
You got his number?
Yeah, should I call him?
Yeah, call him and he'll come back.
Oh, okay. Well, did he ask you for them or what happened?
Huh?
What happened? Did he ask you for them instead of me or what happened?
Yeah, he asked me for it, bro.
And what'd you tell him? You said you know, and he get mad? Was he upset?
Yeah, he's like, nah, someone just called me, and then he came, and I don't know. If you want to call him, like, be honest.
Yeah.
Just get him, bro. Yeah.
I was just fucking with him. That's why, you remember I called you earlier and asked you for your name?
Oh, that was you?
Yeah, that was me, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, so... You want to call him?
Yeah, I'm
going to
call him.
Here?
Yeah, I sent him there for no reason. I don't have his rings. I was just messing around with him. Like a joke, you know? Yeah.
Well,
I'm sorry to involve you in a joke. I think it's pretty funny, though, right? Did he yell at you or anything, or was it...
Nah, he didn't yell. He just, like, serious about it, bro.
Yeah, I know. He lost some rings. He lost his wedding ring, you know?
All right, bro. Thank you, though.
Are you married?
Huh?
Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah, so you don't know what it's like to have a wedding ring.
Yeah, that was a good one, though.
Oh, yeah, man. You too, man. It was good talking to you, Bonchud. All right, cool.
Should have been like, are you married? No. You want to be.
Want to get the mushroom tip?
Oh, man, the shiitake mushroom tip. That's what I'm talking about. All right, let's call this guy back.
He can share a bed with you anytime, though.
Anytime. That's a loving thing to share your bedroom. That's what Michael Jackson taught us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
B. make sure you emphasize how far he actually went.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, did you come for the ring?
Did I do what?
Did you come for the rings?
Yeah, I came for the rings, and no one was there, and didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
So I headed back.
Yeah, I know. I was just joking. It was just a joke to send you there for April Fool's.
That was what?
It was an April Fool's joke that I sent you there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. I made you go all the way out there for nothing, you know?
Yeah. It'll last. What can I say?
Yeah, it's pretty funny, right?
Not really.
Oh, did you think maybe that guy had your rings and he didn't want to give them back?
I don't have any idea. I'm just would like to have them back. And...
Yeah. Well, I hope you find them.
Well, I hope I do too.
Yeah. Well, good luck. Did you look in the the seat cushions and stuff?
Yep.
You look there. Did you look in your car?
Oh, there's a bunch of places I haven't looked yet.
Oh yeah. Well, you want a metal detector? I talked to this guy earlier tonight. He has a metal detector service.
Nope.
No. I was really hoping you'd be upset or something. Why are you so cool about it?
You know, life is short and then you die.
Yeah.
Why be upset?
I know. You got a point. Well, I mean...
So, anyway. It'll come back and bite you in the ass, so...
No, probably not.
It's karma.
Oh, all right. Well...
Karma's bullshit.
Yeah.
Don't do anything stupid, old boy.
Well, be careful driving. Don't get in an accident or anything like that. That'd be bad. Then I'd feel bad. Well, he didn't get so angry. That sucks.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah, well,
he's probably really, really depressed because that's probably the reaction I'd give. You know, I can just imagine somebody who's really, like, I don't know, not happy with their life just to turn around and just be like, yeah, fuck it. You do whatever you want to me. You can't. I don't care. And just be really cool about it.
Yeah. Man, there you go. Oh man,
that's too bad that you got him to drive really far. I mean, 20 minutes, that's... I mean, how far away is he?
That's a lot of petrol.
He was taking his sweet fucking time. I bet he lives farther than me. I'll be there in 20. It was like a half hour when you called him. He's like, almost there.
yeah, shit.
I'm saying, that's bullshit. Dude, when the show's over, I'm going to be watching Game of Thrones. I'm so excited. Season 3.
Yeah, winter's coming. I'm
going to jack off to the Khaleesi, man. Like, Khaleesi. She's hot. Love that Khaleesi.
Hey, Carlito.
Hey, Baz.
Hey, happy Easter, everybody. So,
hey,
what do you
Baz.
Think? That what's
Easter
that redheaded chick?
What's
that redheaded chick's name? The one that the barbarian woman from the north.
I don't know. I don't remember her name.
Yeah. Do you think we'll get to see your tits this year?
Hopefully we. No, I'm sure we do. I'm sure we will. I'm sure. What's his name? Snow. I forgot his first name. I'm sure he'll bang.
Yeah, I forget.
He should have banged
been
her.
Been so long.
Yeah, he should have banged her out in the fucking wilderness out there when it was cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she was saying, hey, I felt your heart on. And he was like, oh, I don't want to talk about it. I'm a virgin. So,
yeah, pussy.
Yeah. Well, he's going to get laid. It's going to be awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. And I hope I get to see the midget naked, too. The midget's freaking... He's got an ass on him. All right, here's a Circle K in Guam that we tried calling earlier. Let's see
we should do the Peck thing with them.
That's Saipan,
yeah,
though,
we were
right?
Just talking about that.
Is that Saipan?
Yeah, I heard that.
Is that Saipan, though?
No, it's Guam. It's actually Tagalog, because there's a ton of Filipinos in Guam and Saipan.
Sweet.
It means the cunt.
Tagalog.
Off the Circle K Fountain.
Yes, hi. Is this Peck?
I'm sorry, where
is it? Is this Peck?
I'm sorry, no, it's not.
Oh, is Peck there?
I'm sorry, who?
Can you ask for Peck, please?
This is Circle K Fountain Processor?
Yeah, Peck is supposed to be there. Can you ask, see if Peck is there?
Peck?
Yes.
There's no one by that individual name here, sir.
How do you know if you haven't asked yet?
One moment, sir.
Okay. You sure is it Guam too, Baz?
Well, she's asking. We'll find out.
Well, we're gonna go. Oh, shit. The baby's bubble.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, who's that baby?
Hello?
Who's the baby over there?
What do you mean?
I heard a baby talking. Is this Peck Peck?
No, this is Phantom Plaza Circle K.
Yeah, but I'm looking for someone named Peck Peck.
There's nobody here by that name.
Listen, you haven't asked yet, and it's very important that you say out loud, Peck Peck here, Peck Peck, like that.
No.
Why not? Please? Just stop. We got to call Saipan with that. I don't think they give a shit in Guam, dude. Just my thinking. Unless they're really... here's a Saipan. Here's a Hard Rock Cafe in Saipan. There we go.
Yeah.
All right. I know it's been a low-energy show. There have been some good pranks, but, you know, less than lackluster. Sorry, guys. I can't be all winners. I'm a little depressed.
I miss my mom. Fucking deal with it.
Yeah. It's my mom's favorite holiday, Easter. She's not around anymore, so...
Oh, that's a bummer, dude.
Yeah, well, whatever. It'll be worse than Mother's Day. Ah.
Mm.
Come on, phone. There we go.
Fine, Hard Rock Saipan. This is Aline. How can I rock your world?
Yes, you can rock my world. I'm looking for Peck Peck.
Who?
Peck Peck.
Who?
Peck Peck.
Sorry.
Peck Peck.
Please hold on.
Okay.
Watching for Peck Peck.
How can I rock your world?
Hello?
Yeah, is this Peck Peck?
I'm sorry, are we calling Hard Rock Cafe?
Yeah, Hard Rock Cafe. You're the effeminate man.
You speak Tagalog?
You're looking for who?
Peck Peck?
I'm sorry, I got the wrong number.
Do you speak
Tagalog?
No.
No? You're not Filipino?
No.
Okay, never mind.
What are you?
What kind of disgusting person are you?
I'm sorry, I'm hanging out the phone.
What kind of
Fuck
devil
you.
Person are you?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I like how she fucking answered the phone. How can I rock
your
world?
How can I rock your
world?
I
got a few fucking suggestions.
Yeah, then give me some Peck Peck, baby. What I'm talking about, Peck Peck.
How can I rock your world? Fuck yeah. Peck Peck, please.
Well, guys, I thought
I could sneak out of this family gathering, but I guess I can't. I just wanted to check in and say hello, but I got to run.
Well, happy Easter, Crisis
Risen.
Happy
Easter, you guys.
Bye.
See you guys next time.
Happy Zombie Jesus Day.
All right. See you later, you bonchards.
Bye. I love you.
Doodle.
Yeah, mother chit.
Doodle.
Ulu.
Yep. That's what he is. Okay. Let's continue with the show a little bit more here. Maybe another half hour or so. How about that?
That's good. Mm-hmm. Half hour sausage party.
Do you think we can get into that guy?
What are you talking about, Milkman? All right, here's Coffee Care in Saipan. Let me check Request a Prank right after this also. Request a Prank's been kind of slow lately. Yes, hi. I'm calling for Peck Peck.
Hello, yes?
Yes, is Peck Peck there?
Who?
Peck Peck.
This is Coffee Care, sir. What are you looking to?
I'm looking for a coffee, supply of coffee. What's the largest amount you have for, like, a catering?
For the coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, would you like to order a coffee?
Uh-huh, a big coffee for... I'm going to put it in a hose, in a box, in a hose, and put it in my asshole.
Put in the where, sir?
Yeah, I'm going to hold it in my ass for a while, you know?
Excuse me, sir, I can't understand.
I'm going
to
put...
You want to order
a
coffee?
A coffee enema. I'm going to put the hose in my ass and put the coffee... And hold it in my ass and swish it around. I'm going to move my little booty all around like I'm dancing. Like that guy from Queen that died from AIDS. You know who that guy is?
Excuse me, sir?
Yeah, I want to clean all up in the guts, you know, get all my guts clean with coffee. flush all the
so
bad
if you
stuff.
Want to order a coffee, sir, you can come here.
What's the biggest coffee? Peck Peck.
Huh?
Peck Peck.
Which one, sir?
Peck Peck.
Texas?
Yeah, Peck Peck.
You're in Texas right now?
No, I'm in Saipan.
Ah, so you want to bring in...
Yeah.
You want to bring in Texas? You want to order a coffee?
No.
A coffee bean, sir?
No, stupid. I want to put hot coffee in my asshole.
Okay, sir. So if you want to order coffee, you can come in here. And,
yeah. Yeah, but what's the biggest size coffee for my asshole I can use?
Excuse me, sir. Just hold on. I think I'll come
back. Mick, Mick.
I think she actually speaks the language.
I don't think she speaks any language.
She's just faking the accent.
I don't know, homie.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
What's the largest size coffee you have? Because I'm trying to get an enema party here. We're going to do coffee enemas together. You know? Do you know what an enema is?
Yeah, sir. I'm sorry. We just have our espresso machine. It's not working yet, so we just have regular coffee.
Well, that's what I need, regular coffee. I want a big amount of regular coffee to put it in my friend's asshole.
Just come here, sir. What do you want to buy?
Well, do you have a bathroom I can use?
Huh?
Do you have a bathroom I can use? And he's going to lay down on the bathroom.
Bathroom?
Yeah, in the bathroom. I'm going to put coffee in his asshole.
No, we don't have, sir.
Do you have asshole? Sorry. Do you have asshole?
We don't have, sir.
Do you have an asshole? You?
Yes, sir, we don't have.
Do girls have a prostate or no? I don't know. Jen, do girls have prostates?
Of course.
Oh,
only coffee, sir.
Oh, can I touch your prostate? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, bye, stupid.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
Yeah, bye. Whatever. Stupid show. Worst show. Worst show of 2013 right here you're listening to.
Well, we got some good music, though.
Thanks, guys. Hey. Harold Reasons on Facebook says, Jen Stewart rocks. Letting you know, Jen.
It's a great show, man. Don't put yourself down.
It makes my penis hard.
Yeah. Hey, did you get a message from Cobra on your Skype?
Cobra on Skype. I added him. I don't know if you messaged me.
Okay, well, we got a hot number for this guy who gets really angry. So
he's writing a message now, looks like. Okay, a hot shit in the chamber. Okay, good. Send it on in, Napasa. All right. Jose is going to be joining us here. Big Jose.
I thought he was fucking banned.
No, I was just kidding. I was just being stupid. He's a good kid.
He can never get his microphone right,
that's
though.
That's what I'm saying. He needs to get a good mic. That's all. You know.
Oh, okay. Apparently, females do not have prostates. They don't have prostate glands. They have something similar.
Clitoris.
No. I can't even read what the skene's gland.
What the fuck?
I've massaged it. I've seen it.
I'm sure I've massaged it at one point or another. Massaged a few of them.
Or penetrated it.
I think I probably destroyed one.
Yeah, there you go.
on a 16-year-old?
Oh.
He was putting the fucking shocker in the ears. He was doing the two in the pink, one in the stink action.
Yeah, but which one was in the stink?
Two.
Talib says he's listening from Rio. All right, Rio. Rio de Janeiro.
Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Fucking Carlitos is going global.
Fuck, we're all over, man. I like to visit New Zealand. I think that's would be a cool place, as long as there's not a earthquake. They get some nasty earthquakes there, but I really would like to visit that country. Pushing out the constipation. Okay, why am I rambling? Let's do more prank calls.
Did you get that message
back with the wallet?
He's still typing.
He's
taking forever to type his message. This is
I don't know
him.
Why. This guy, this Cobra just got LTE. He's getting 25 down or 36 down at fucking on his phone.
What's he got, Verizon?
No, I think it's AT&T.
Oh, shit. Good for him.
There's not a lot of users where he is. He says he sent it.
Okay, I got it now. Jorge, Yolanda's cousin?
Yeah. So the deal is that he has a separate line attached to his phone, and the person who had it before, her name is Yolanda, but we called this Jorge guy, and he gets pretty upset.
Okay.
This is the guy that last week, I think it was last Saturday, I called and I tried to have him pray for the Pope with me after I cussed him out.
Pope Francis. All right.
Have we called the guy back about the ring?
Yes, Milkman. Wish you paid attention, Milkman.
Missing a hell of a show.
Missing a hell of a show.
Please leave your message for...
He's not going to fucking answer
now. Jorge Manera.
Jorge Manera. Yeah, man. I used to get mad at Andy back in the day. I would say that to him all the time. He'd be sitting, we'd be doing a show, and he would stop paying attention and start doing crossword puzzles. Fucking Andy.
No, I had a customer, man, and I didn't catch the outcome, man. I had to be quiet. I was muted.
Yeah, and that's cool. He didn't get mad or nothing. He was just like, whatever, man. Karma's going to get you. That's all he said. He's playing the karma game with us. It's like, who cares, yeah. Right? Karma.
What an anti.
I'm not Indian. I don't care. Yeah, I'm not Hindu.
Yeah.
Karma doesn't work on me. I'm Catholic. I can go confess all my sins, and I'm straight. All right. Country House Steakhouse. Jen, would you like to do that meat spin idea again? Here's a steakhouse for you, buddy.
No.
All right, bye.
No, I'll do it. I'll do it.
No,
I'll give it a try. I got to get one in. I got to go.
There you go, Aaron.
Oh, okay, yeah, he's got to go.
Get it in.
He's going to throw the wife down the fucking stairs.
Well, that's maybe put my penis somewhere, I don't know.
Yeah, in the stairs.
In the stairs.
He's got a glory hole in the fucking stairs.
In between the banister and the fucking carpet.
Yeah. You know, it'd be funny if there was a glory hole and you put a rat trap in it, mouse trap.
Oh, ow.
That fucking happened not too long ago. I read that about, I think it was last year sometime, someone was doing that shit.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That was on The Shield, the show The Shield.
The Shield, yeah. I used to fucking love that show. I was pissed when that fucking ended.
Yeah. They ended it so shitty, too. Busy, is it? Let me try it again. Hang on. Yeah, remember the guy was stuck there. The cops showed up. Like, oh, help me.
It was kind of funny when the captain ended up having to suck that guy's dick.
Like a cell bitch. That's what he said. You ever suck a dick like a cell bitch, cop? That's a beta. His wife was a bitch about it, too. His wife, like, kicked him out of the house because it happened.
Dude, fucking Mackie, it was hilarious at the end. He fucking got away with, like, everything.
Yeah. Felt bad for frickin' Shane. Gardocki. Was it Gardocki? Shane Gardocki? Yeah. No, that wasn't his last name.
Yeah, Gardocki. Yeah, Gardocki. That's right.
I'm trying to remember their names. Shane Gardocki, Curtis Lemansky.
Shane Van Drell.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, yes?
Is this Country House?
Yes, this is Country House.
Oh, I'm going to put Aaron on the line. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hello, Country House. Hello? I'd like to make an order. What the fuck? Was that a steakhouse?
It's a bullshit. I'll try it again. Sorry.
What is the place?
It's the Country House Steakhouse in Guam.
Okay, that's
or Saipan. Oh my god, these people suck over there, Saipan, dude.
Hello, Country House Restaurant.
Hello, I'd like to ask about your menu.
Our menu?
Yes, do you have steak?
What about? Yes, we do.
What cut of the steak is it?
We have ribeye steak, herring steak, tenderloin, also T-bone.
Oh, okay. Do you have the asshole?
Apo?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we don't.
No, I can't have the cow asshole.
Apple?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we don't serve apple.
How about the... You don't... what about the peck-peck?
Excuse me?
Do they have the peck-peck?
Just a moment.
Okay, fuck.
Oh, shit. Inclusive asshole.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hi, I wanted to ask about the meat.
About the meat?
Yes, the steak.
Uh-huh, yes, sir.
Okay, what's the best cut you have?
What's the best cut we have?
Do you know?
Okay. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello? Yes, yes, yes.
Do you understand
we
English?
Have, yes, yes. We have different
doesn't
kinds
doesn't really
of
sound like it.
Sir. Hello? Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, do you have the cow? Shut up. Do you have the cow asshole?
We don't have, sir.
No, you don't have the cow asshole?
Yeah. We have those tenderloins and...
Oh, the tenderloin? Yeah, what about the bull balls or the penis? Can you fry up the penis?
No, we don't have those things.
You don't have the cow penis?
Yes, nothing. Sorry, sir.
No. I had an Asian friend. He would serve me the cow penis. What about the peck-peck?
No.
No, you're all out of that, too?
No, we don't have those.
Do you have stupid fucking foreign people that work there?
We have workers, sir, here.
We have workers? But the foreign workers? Yeah, we don't like those people. I don't want any dirty people to touch my food, so... Can I just come back there and just, like, make the food myself?
Mm-hmm. Sir, you can visit here.
Okay, sounds busy. Okay. So, and then the woman... Can I maybe touch the woman that I was just on the phone with?
Sorry, sir. I cannot.
Oh, no. Is she your wife?
No.
Because she sounded pretty stupid. Oh, my God.
Yes, sir. Just visit us, sir, here, and you can order those things.
All right. You can go fuck yourself, okay? All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Fuck you.
Okay.
Good night.
What the fuck? Yeah. Okay. I'll go fuck myself. No problem.
I fucking started laughing when she was like, asshole!
Asshole? No. No asshole.
Oh, fuck. That's funny.
Yeah.
Mr. Gandhi.
Assholes, you know, on a nice girl, asshole with some barbecue sauce tastes good, man.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Mortarboat it. Woo!
All right, well, I gotta go.
All right, Aaron, bye. Have fun.
All right, later, motherfucker.
See you later, man.
Asshole.
Thanks, guys.
That's Brent Westwood, everybody, host of the Brent Westwood Show, starring Brent Westwood and Bruce Southwood and MPSA Cobra. Hey, let's call our good friends in Iran.
In Iraq?
No, Iran.
Oh.
Persia.
Oh.
Salam alaikum.
Hello, salam alaikum.
Salam, salam.
Yay, lay buddy, I'm American. How you feel? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, are you Persian?
Yes.
Does that mean you kiss boys on the lips and touch them on their bodies?
Hello?
Yes, hi, are you Persian?
You are Persian?
Does that mean you kiss the boys on the lips and touch their bodies, their naked bodies and their chests?
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
Chinese, are you Iranian or American?
I'm American.
Okay, what do you want to help you?
Because Iranians, I heard they love to kiss other boys. The boys kiss boys.
Kiss boy?
Yeah, you know, they're gay.
No.
Homosexual Iranian?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you masturbating right now with that guy?
No, no.
Oh, do you ever masturbate at all?
Yeah. What do you want?
Oh, I want to get a reservation.
Reservation? Okay, go ahead. Do you want to come to Iran? Visit to Iran?
Yeah, I'm going to come with a boy, and we're going to sleep in the bed and have sex in the bed.
With you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, go looking for a joint next time.
Go to hell.
Okay.
Stupid.
I cannot help you.
Yeah, the Ayatollah is a homosexual.
You are sexual?
Ayatollah homosexual.
What's that?
Okay. Right.
All right, we can get the Persian translated right on that one, man.
Oh, by the way, someone on the website was saying he could translate all those Turkish things. Someone posted that as a comment.
Oh, shit. I didn't see that.
Yeah,
that's
I got to get with that guy. Yeah, yeah.
I know.
Hey, buddy, how are you? Hello?
I cannot help you.
Can you?
Go on looking for the next sir.
No, listen. Okay? I'm going to bring an Israeli homosexual there to have sex with. Okay?
You are sick? Are you sick?
I'm gay.
Oh, gay. Okay.
I'm beautiful. Beautiful homosexual. An Israeli homosexual. Okay.
Are you sick?
Oh, okay. You wear a turban, too. Right. Your turban is dirty.
You got it, Ken. Take it away, man. Your turban is dirty.
You got to pull that out one of these days. I'd love to hear that again.
Ask him if he'd like to smell you. You know, they start off by touching each other's genitals and smelling each other.
Oh, he hung up. It turned into gas. Excellent. No worries. We got another hotel in Iran. This one is in Tehran, the capital of Iran. There you go.
Can I try it?
Sure, man. There you go. You can. Go for it. Just really stay away from the bombing stuff when we're calling.
Okay, because
I'm 90% certain a lot of these calls get monitored by the feds. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they should. They should monitor these.
Hello, lady. How are you?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm coming there to stay as a guest. Do you understand?
Please repeat.
What?
Please repeat.
I'm coming to the restaurant, or not to the, to the hotel there, and I'm staying. As a guest, I'm going to stay there.
Okay,
I'm going to sleep there.
Which day?
Which day? Today. And I want an assistant. Yeah,
is
I want a man.
Or,
what?
Single or double room?
Single. But I want a man with me. Do you understand? I want you to arrange for another gentleman to join me.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Mr. Stewart. What's your name?
My name is Ferit. What's your name? Spell for me, please.
Yeah, Jin. Yeah, what's your name?
Ferit.
I don't understand it. Whatever. Do you want to join me in my room?
Difficult.
Yeah, difficult. But you and me in my room, in the hotel, yes? You and me, you understand?
Yes, understand.
We can smell each other. Do you like that idea?
What?
Have you ever smelled a man before?
A small man?
Yeah. Have you ever smelled a man from another land?
Okay.
Yeah? You like that idea? What? How much does it cost? How much money?
$35.
For one night.
Yes.
For one night. You and me together, one night, smelling $35. Yeah.
Yes.
Excellent. I like it. And what will you be wearing?
What?
What clothes will you have on?
Breakfast.
Breakfast?
Yes, Roman breakfast.
You will be wearing breakfast. How can you wear a breakfast? What are you, stupid? What nonsense is this?
I have a room. Please come here and no problem.
Okay, but I want to be sure that together we will do things together in the room. You and me.
You and me?
Yeah, me and you. You and me and me and you. La 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 la. You know that song?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Hello. Hello.
I think she called you Banjo. I'll call her back for you, Jen. All right.
All right.
I think she's still there. I don't know. They're stupid there.
They don't speak English.
Ask her if you can see her hair.
I want to smell her.
Smell her hair.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. Actually, I would like to do that with most women.
Mm.
I do that anyway.
What'd you do with Artie's women?
Do you ever do that? Do you ever get close to a girl and just, like, smell her casually?
Yeah, sure, man.
Yeah, I don't know why I do it.
Girls smell good, man. So they usually smell like hairspray and stuff, but it smells good.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, if you get too close. But like in the morning, you know, like if you just
pick
up or go over there, just
go down there and take a smell. Yeah. Make oinky noises like a pig.
Wow. Yeah.
I smell that. Ooh, good morning.
Smelly fish.
Smelly fish. Okay, here's a different hotel in Iran. I ran so far away. Milkman. Welcome back, Milkman. Milkman.
Hello.
The family.
Hello, yeah, you speak English?
Yes, please.
Yeah, a little bit. How much is a little bit?
Sorry?
What?
Ice cream!
Yes, please. Repeat again, please.
You stupid idiot, cunt.
Oh.
It's just pointless if they don't speak English. It's just stupidity.
You're stupid.
Am I in or am I out?
You're gay.
Am I in? It says call ended.
You're in, Milkman.
Are you in or are you out?
Are you in? You tell me, Milkman.
I'm in.
Am I in or am I out?
You're in, crazy fuck. Jesus, was that what the hell was that guy's problem? Like,
no, you played an ice cream. That was really fun.
That's what, I heard ice cream music. I was like, "Woo, ice cream,
ice cream, ice cream!"
Yeah, man, send down some money, ice cream. Guys, don't scare off Lonesome's girlfriend. All right, it worked a hard, long time to get a girlfriend.
I will sniff her.
Yeah, don't let Jen around her, man.
How old is she?
He has 10% body fat.
She'd love it. She'd lick individually each one of my abs.
Oh, God. All right, no answer there. Moving right along. Halley Hotel in Iran. Halley Hotel. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. You know, even when the calls aren't that good, we still try to entertain you. Chicken. Yes, hi. Is this the hotel in Iran? Hi.
Good. Here is the hotel.
Oh, good. I'd like to make a reservation.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear your voice.
When I come, I want to see your hair.
You stay here?
No, I want to, and I want to see your hair.
Stay here. Can you call with this number?
Well, I think there's someone listening on the phone, on the other, you know? Someone's in listening.
I will give you another phone number. You call with that.
No. What about now? No. Is it better now?
Better, yes.
Okay. You know, can I make a reservation and you come to the room and sit down with me?
Okay. Wait a moment.
Oh, bitch.
What's that noise?
God.
Carita, is it?
That's their line. That's either bad connection or they're probably... This is an Iranian guy monitoring it. That'd be my guess. Republican Guard
guy. AT&T.
No, it's... They... Tap in the lines. Oh, God. It sounds like shit. I don't want to talk to that place. Here's the Farsi Hotel. Farsi.
Farsi.
Farsi. That's the name of the language there.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yep. That's what they call it. Their version of Arabic is Farsi.
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 In Jamaica, isn't Farsi, isn't that a swear word, isn't it?
Might be. They have a lot of swear words in Jamaica, dude.
Farsi, old pussy.
Hi, Milkman.
The fuck is on that?
You're in.
Oh, I hear you, and I hear beep, 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 ringing, ringing, ringing. Cool.
That's the Android.
Yeah, it's cool, man. How do I get out of this? I forget.
Oh, no, I'm scratching my balls right now. I'm busy.
All right. I'll just enjoy it.
Hello.
Anu.
Yes, hi. I'd like to make a reservation.
Farsi, begu, Farsi.
Yeah, Farsi Hotel.
Ah, Farsi.
Uh-huh. Can I make a reservation, please?
Farsi, begu.
Shut up.
Shut up.
You speak English?
No, watch out.
Can I speak to an Englishman?
Sharmuta, Sharmuta. Sharmuta?
Sharmut?
Sharmuta.
Hello.
Hello. Sharmuta.
Salam alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Salam.
Hmm? You speak English, ticket?
Huh?
English, English. My friend wants to talk English with you.
Lisa.
Oh, okay. Hi. I'd like to make a reservation.
Yes.
Okay. I'm from Israel. I work for Mossad.
Okay. Come here. No more shit.
What? You speak English, please? I don't speak that shit.
Come here.
Okay. And you kiss me?
Boyfriend.
Boyfriend. Boyfriend.
Mom has food.
No, fuck you. I think he cursed me out. What's Sharmuta mean, Jin?
Sharmuta is like an Arabic swear word.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Couscous.
I used to know quite a few of them, though.
Couscous is funny. It means pussy. Couscous old man.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, Milkman, we hear you. Will you stop asking? Thank you.
Will you please call me back? Because I can't tell if this thing's muted, unmuted.
Okay, bye. Milkman is a Sharmuta. Hello, Sharmuta.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Do you speak English?
Yes, what do you want, sir?
Oh, yes. I'd like to make a reservation.
Yes, which day is it, Ken?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay, no problem.
I want 2 men in 1 bedroom.
Okay.
Okay. Now, do you have any young boys that are handsome that will come to my room?
Okay, you came here, either talk together, no problem.
Okay,
no. The room is empty.
In one bed, so we're going to sleep together in one bed.
Okay.
And then you come to the bed and I'm going to massage, give you a massage.
No problem, either came here.
Yeah, but can I massage you?
No.
I want to massage an Iranian man, you know? It makes me It makes me sexually excited.
No, nothing in the ear.
Oh, come on, man. You never thought about it before?
What?
You never thought about it?
You came here. No problem, sir.
Okay, what about your mother?
What?
Do you have a mother? You have Olmec? Olmec. I'm looking at my cat. He's covering his nose because I'm smoking a cigar. It's the cutest thing ever. He's like, oh, it smells bad. I'm pretty sure that's why he's doing it. It's 1 o'clock. I'm getting ready to wrap it up here. Let me see. Well, we got a few UK numbers here. Those are always fun. Let's do those and wrap it up. How about that, guys?
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. It's a good idea.
Oh, yeah. All right, cool. Let me play a porno song real quick.
Fuck yeah.
All right. This is William Rugg. Actually, I'm going to paste. I got a few numbers here. I'm going to paste in the Skype chat. Oh, wait a minute. I said I was going to check Request a Prank. Oh, by the way, Milkman, if you can hear me, that guy, I got to reach out to him. His name is Gunay. G-U-N-A-Y. Gunay. Gunay, if you're listening now or in the future, hit me up, staff@madhouselive.com. Staff@madhouselive.com. And I'd like you to translate those Turkish curses that the Turkish horse told us. Just to get an idea of what he was saying, you know what I mean? That'd be cool.
I had taken a look at Fiverr at some point, and someone said they would translate shit like that for $5.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jose's here. I'm trying to get Milkman back on. He keeps dropping in and out.
Hello?
Hey, Milkman. What about now? Good?
Hey, there you are.
All right, good, good.
Hey, your phone again.
What's up, Jose? I
sent you that message, Carlito.
You sent me a message? Holy shit. Is there... You sent me a message.
Hello?
Is this William? William Rugg?
Who's calling, please?
Oh, my name is Cross.
Do you realize what the time is over in England?
Yeah, it's April 1st.
It's only 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know. Yeah, it's April 1st, and it's a holiday, so I wanted to give you a call.
All right. Who's calling, please?
Oh, my name is Cross, I told you. I'm from United Kingdom Television Machines.
Oh. Well, I'm ready to sleep.
Can you wake him up? It's important.
Can you ring back?
When?
Later in the morning.
No, no, no. I'm going to put Jen on the line, because I can't deal with you. You're a bitch. Go ahead, Jen.
Hello?
I don't know. It's a very rude man, actually.
Hey, I'm not a rude man, actually. I think you're a rude lady to my friend there. He was being polite to you, I thought.
I'm sorry, but it's 6 o'clock in the morning. We're in bed.
Why would you be in bed at 6 o'clock in the morning, though, you fucking lazy tart?
Tart. I go for a tart right now.
Nice.
Ah, shit.
Tarts taste really good.
Come on, I used to get up at 4 o'clock every morning.
Where's the hissing coming from? Jose?
Hello?
Not me. Good morning, good morning. Who's that?
William.
Who's calling, please?
How you doing, Will? It's Jin.
Sorry, who's calling?
Jin Stewart. Is it snowing where you are?
Sorry, I don't know who I'm talking to.
You're talking to Jin Stewart. Is it snowing where you are?
No, it isn't.
Are you sure? Have a look outside. I think it's snowing, because I live on your road, so I'm pretty sure it's snowing where you are, but it's snowing where I am.
Sorry, I don't understand the phone call at 4 o'clock in the morning.
It's not 4 o'clock, you donkey. Your wife just said it was 6 o'clock. How can it be 4
o'clock?
Well,
whatever. It's when it was... Yeah, we've had 2 calls this morning.
You donkey. Eh?
Yeah, he's a donkey. Sure enough, he's a donkey. You're right. I had to cut Jose off because he had a lot of noise. Jose, I want you to be a part of the show. I want you to be with us, but you always have bad audio problems. Hello? Okay. William? Hello? Hello, ma'am? Sir?
I've got the phone.
Fuck off. Listen, we called you because it's April Fool's Day. We just wanted to wake you up early, you know? Okay.
Wait, we should do that thing again where we actually know what it looks like. Send me their address details. I'll get it up on Google Maps.
Okay.
And then we'll actually make something out of this. We'll really get them to do something.
Look in the Skype chat, the next one. The address is there.
All right, hold on a second. Let me do this. So do a couple. And then which one am I looking at?
William Swaney is the next one.
William Swaney.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a look. The Manor what?
Manor Hohala? What the fuck?
I don't even know. All right, let's try it. Let me just get it up first. And then...
It doesn't have an address. I don't think that's going to work for you. How about David instead?
No, the Manor Hall Lane is definitely a place.
Oh, okay. All right, sorry. All right, well, you tell me when you're ready.
Leicester. All right, hold on a second. All right, let's just get Street View up.
All right, do you need time? Do you want me to call this Greek restaurant? And...
No, I should be right there. Okay, I got it.
Here we go. Prepare.
That doesn't make any sense, but it doesn't matter. It's the wrong address.
Oh, shit. Too late now.
That was funny.
Hello, good morning. Yeah, how are you?
Good morning.
Yeah, how are you? William?
Who is it?
It's Jin.
It's who?
Jin. You know Jin Stewart? Hello?
Jim?
Yeah, Jin. Jin Stewart, yeah.
From where?
Yeah, from here, from Market Harbour. Are you waking? Are you awake?
Yeah, what are you ringing for?
What are you doing over there? Eh? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, why are you being quiet and slow? What's wrong with you? Are you slow?
I don't know why you're ringing. Why are you ringing?
I want you tell me what you're doing over there. What are you doing?
Where do you live?
I live in Market Harbour.
I don't know you.
Yeah, you do. I'm Jin Stewart. Everybody knows me. I'm a celebrity over here.
And why are you ringing me?
Oh, because I want to come over and sniff you. Is that okay?
You want to what?
Come over and sniff you. You know, sniff, like smell you.
Good Lord.
Why?
What's your address?
I'm next door to you. I live at the manor. All right. William. What if we smelled each other? Would that be okay? Could I make a video of it as well?
he's like a complete shock.
Oh, shit. He really took his time on that.
I'll call him back.
Yeah, you do that, and I'll look at the next one on Google Maps.
I'm sorry to take your call at the moment. Please leave a message and we'll call you back.
I'll try again.
Oh, very fancy. Nice.
There aren't any signs here to take your call at the moment. Please leave a message and we'll call you back.
Message, okay. Next, we've got two numbers left here. I'll call the Greek.
Yeah, that David guy, I've got the street view up. And I can't see the house numbers. Fucking, it is really annoying.
It sucks. Well, let me call this Greek place first, then we'll do that.
Thank you for calling the Athenian Greek restaurant. We'd like to wish you a happy and safe Easter holiday. We'll be closed on Good Friday, reopen for Saturday the 30th of March, and closed again for Sunday and Monday. We'll reopen again on Tuesday the 2nd of April. Should you like to leave a message, please do.
So they're closed or open? I'm confused. Lonesome said a guy answered. I'll try again.
Thank you for calling the Greek restaurant.
We'd like to wish you a happy and safe. Alright, so you got David. Here's David.
Good luck with this.
Last call of the night. Good luck, Jen.
Hello. Hello, is that Mrs. Allybone?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Mr. Stewart. I live at number 5 Aldington Way, just down the road from you there.
Yes.
We've just seen somebody running across the road there, up Smythe Close, and just running and banging on all the doors. He's come on our door. He's been banging on our door, and actually we saw him running into your property over there.
Did you really?
Yes.
Right, thank you very much. We'll have a look.
Well, can you please, hold on a second. Is it you, or is it one of your kids or something?
We don't have children, no.
Right, so how can he just, you know, run into your property? That's what I'm trying to establish, because obviously it's not, you know, it's a bit early in the morning for this kind of thing.
Well, nobody's run into our property.
Well, actually, we saw him running into your property because as soon as I opened the door, that is exactly where I went. And I know who you are because I know your neighbours and I know the people across the road from you at number 21 there. And so, you know, I think you're lying.
Well, I don't know how you can be saying all this. There's nobody outside our property.
Well, I think maybe you're trying to protect your kids or whatever, but I don't respect that at all because it's so early in the morning. You know, my wife's trying to sleep, I'm trying to sleep, we've got little kids, you know, it's just unacceptable.
I don't have any children, we're pensioners.
Well, okay, then why would you be running around at this hour of the morning knocking on people's doors?
Well, nobody is. Nobody's knocked on our door. The dog hasn't barked. I don't know what you're going on about.
Well, we just literally opened the door 2 minutes before I've called you and I've seen them running into your property there.
Well, where do you live? I'm sorry.
Number five, just down the road from you, literally on the crossroad there for Smythe Close.
Well, I'm sorry. Honestly, we sleep at the front of the house. Nobody's come in. We don't have anybody here other than ourselves.
You are a filthy liar.
I'm sorry?
I say you're a filthy liar and a cheat and a scoundrel, and I'm going to report you to the police right now, and I'm going to say that you were banging on my door at this hour of the morning, making me awake, waking my child, my small child. Fine. You were waking it.
Yeah, okay, will you do that? Will you report us to the police now, please?
You're absolute filth, you are. I can't believe people like you are allowed to live. You know,
He said you're filth. You got something to say about that?
Is she killed it, mate?
No, she's there.
No, she killed it. You heard it.
Oh, she did? I don't know.
Yeah.
Good times. All right, Jen, well, that's it. Thank you, sir. Thank you for
Thank
that
you.
Last prank call. All right. Enigma, thanks for being on, man. It's good seeing you, man. You know?
Yeah, it's good seeing you too, man. Great show tonight.
Keep
it
holding
up.
It down, all right, man? And good luck with everything all tomorrow. Right. All right, see you, man.
See you later, man.
Enigma has a big surgery tomorrow. I'm excited about that. Big Ken. All right. Fuck yeah, man. Oh, fuck yeah.
Good luck, fuck yeah.
Yeah, man. That's a real popular line now. Everyone's talking about, oh, fuck yeah, you know? You got a big thing there.
That's not the only big finger you had.
Yeah, big fingers. All right, see you later, Ken. Bye. he just laughs. I guess Jin will stay here while Milkman takes us out, motherfucker. Yeah.
Thanks for having me on again, man.
Oh, you're welcome. Milkman.
All right, man. Oh, man. What a freaking massive night, man. That's right, kids. It's that time again. Roll them fucking chimes, roll them fucking chimes, my friend. I'd like to thank everybody for stopping in. All our friends right there, the Madhouse 10, 9.6 from Mount Barracks. Everybody that checked in tonight, you're certainly welcome. You certainly enjoyed having you, everybody, especially you, our numbers hitman, right there at the top of our list. Thank you so much, my brother Alphys held high for the numbers hitman. That's right, I'd like to thank everybody else that called in, our special guest, especially Jim. Stuart the man, Stuart.com.
Yay.
Don't forget to stop by and check out this guy's muscles, man. This guy is massive, man. You've seen his pecs, you've seen his abdominals. Wait till you see this guy's forearms. Amazing. I'd also like to thank all our friends that called in tonight. Everybody, especially you. That's right, our listeners, our friends, our dear friends. Every week we drop a dime and we just ask that you give us the time, bring a friend, or better yet, bring an enemy, because they're always welcome right here in the Madhouse, your most interactive show, right here on the internet in your earballs. And what would we do without our fearless leader, the General Eastmo of the Madhouse, man? Thank you so much. Excellent show, my brother. Hope you, big man.
Thank you, big man, yourself. JenStewart.com is his website. That's the website. Yeah.
Love you, Calito.
Yay. All right, guys, we'll be here next week. April.
Well, you guys will. I won't, unfortunately.
Oh, bye. Good.
I'm back to work.
It'll be out shagging.
Yeah, all that, yeah.
Shooting arrows. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. Happy Easter. Enjoy your week. We will catch you next Sunday for more Madhouse. Bye. MadhouseLive.com is a website, of course. Prank calls there, shows, podcasts, and you know, be sure to tune in Friday nights for Tux and the Tux Machine and RBCP on Saturdays for his pre-cum show. Dirty Aaron on occasional Saturdays for his Brent Westwood show. And if you're interested in doing a prank call show, hit me up also. We'll give you an audition, and if you're good, you can do it. All right? Okay, goodbye.